jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now, it's time for our Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits for the week of November 19th to the 23rd. And News Talk Radio, the big stories, the big people, the items that Talkers Magazine has researched during the course of the week, as they usually do. Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can find this list there, even though for general conversational purposes, it's important for us to go through the list once, twice, three times, depends on how we get bogged down in the various conversations with our group of experts. I'm Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJ Beat program. And Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. The number 10 item on the story list is a focus on the weather for the Thanksgiving week and weekend, especially the weather here. Well, weather on both coasts, the rain that has slowed down, almost put out the fires, or seemingly has put an end to the worry out there with regard to the fires. Now the mudslides will become the problem, especially the further north that you go. And then the holiday, the travel, that sort of thing, all wrapped up into one. So who among us, let's go around the room here. Victoria Keelan, did you travel for the weekend? How did you spend Thanksgiving?
Just very, very locally. I walked across the street from my apartment and had dinner at a restaurant with my parents and my husband, and that was it. And then we went to my cousin's house, which was only about 20 minutes away, so I was able to avoid all of the crazy, crazy traffic reports that we heard about on the news.
Yeah, I had a real I was traveling across town to get to an appointment I had on Wednesday afternoon, and it's normally a 12-minute ride. It took me an hour just to go through several villages in my community, and this was in the middle of the day, like 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it was everywhere it plays out the same, it would seem. Victoria Jones, did you go anyplace? You're in the D.C. area, so what was the traffic there, a nightmare like it usually is?
It was busy. I traveled on Thursday, so it wasn't as bad. And I went to the next state, and I did the Beltway, the dreaded Beltway. It wasn't too bad, so I'm okay. But I'm traveling back to the other state on the Beltway today via the equally dreaded Tyson's Corner Mall on Black Friday. So this is when it's going to be insane. I'm not even going to the mall, but I'm going to hit the people who are going for these wild deals that we were talking about early in the show.
So if we are actually, Richie, you're in the same general area, Tyson's Corner, part of Washington, you're out Route 66, so
I rode by that exact mall yesterday, and I have a tip for you, Victoria. Use the HOV lanes, and you will fly by it at 80 miles an hour.
But you got to have somebody in the car with you, otherwise you get a big ticket, right?
That's, yes, and I've gotten one of those too. So
nice going, Richie. Abuser. Okay,
but,
number.
But the Maryland to Virginia scene is not bad.
Yeah. All right. Wildfires, all that stuff. I don't know what else we have to say about that. Number eight is a focus on
Fast there, Holmes.
What? Why?
You're going to skip right over the wildfires?
Well, I just was talking about the weather.
Really,
the wildfires, I made a comment. Oh, if you want to work on it, the comment that I had in order to put things into perspective was that the weather as it is where you are and where I am on the East Coast, horrible because it's so damn cold. On the West Coast, they have a lot of rain, and it seems to have abridged the worry about fires. So where do you want to go with that?
Well, I think the interesting conversation that's come out this week on this is that the left does not want to seem to take any responsibility for not clearing brush. And I totally get where their conversation is coming from, and that man has affected climate. Okay, cool. I understand that. Whether I agree with it or not wholeheartedly, I definitely agree that man affects our planet.
Yeah, we're affecting the CO2 levels and
the climate
ozone.
To the extent that they think that they are, I don't know. But I 100% think that we are being irresponsible in the way we manage our forestry there, and it's causing this total loss of life, loss of property, because somebody doesn't want to clear brush because they want to save a turtle or a snake or a mouse or whatever it is. And I think we have to hit that head on to be able to figure this out, because otherwise it's not going to get any better.
All right.
It's going
to
get worse.
So let me approach it. Let me lead you this way, all of you. I wasn't going to go down this road because it is seen sometimes as political. And you started it off that way, and that sort of is an issue into itself. That is that every issue is becoming political. Something, this is a nonsensical, this is a ridiculous conversation. These people are out of their minds. This is mostly a West Coast problem. California has passed a ban. If you don't know what Richie's talking about, the state of California has outlawed clearing brush along the, whether it's the timber areas or whether it's under the power lines or wherever it is. The brush and the old dead trees that are there that should be processed, they should be logged. In most areas of the country, the dead wood is taken out, it's processed for firewood or some other use, but it's not left there because of the reasons that we're stating. The exact reason that this fire became so intense is because there was so much to burn. It started with wires from PG&E being frayed and in a windstorm falling down. That's how it started. Now PG&E is running to the state saying, "Oh, well, you have to help us because otherwise we'll go bankrupt because all these people are going to sue us, and it's your fault because you wouldn't let us clear the brush." Well, even in places where it isn't illegal to clean the brush, they don't do it. They gloat to their stockholders of how much. Look at how much our stock has gone up because we didn't do any of this work. We let it be. And so, I mean, even the frayed wires, they're going to get screwed as they ought to get screwed. But you, as a citizen of this state and others that are looking at this kind of legislation, you're getting screwed because of what Richie just outlined, not being able, for stupid, nonsensical, idiotic reasons, not cleaning out the brush. It's only common sense, for God's sakes. Do we not have any common sense anymore?
Well, if you want to live there, you need to clear the brush. If the place is desolate and empty, you know, fire away. I mean, don't clear any of it. And I agree with them. Let's not disrupt the environment of all of these animals. But if humans are going to occupy this space, and you don't want these fires to happen, you need to clear brush. But I think there's room for a conversation.
Yeah. Victoria Jones, what do you think?
Well, I think a couple of things, one of which is related to this and one of which is slightly related to this. One of the pieces that's related to this is that over 50% of this forest is owned by the federal government, so it doesn't have anything to do with the state of California. So the federal government can sort that out. And if they want to get on it, they can get on it and they can start getting those rakes and do that if they want to do it. So, you know, that is one
good
piece
point
of it. And the other piece of it is that the story that I don't think that's being talked about with regard to the California wildfires is that this is being, I think, underreported on the East Coast. And this has been chatted about recently, but wasn't for a while. It's being underreported on the East Coast because there's an East Coast bias with news, and there's more reporting on hurricanes, and there's more reporting on tidal waves and things like that, and less reporting on wildfires, which happen on the West Coast, because the big news organizations are East Coast based, and there is an East Coast bias with the reporting. And so we're not hearing about it. And This is a problem, because there are major deaths, there are massive losses of life and homes, and there are dead people lying there waiting to be discovered. There are old people who were asleep. We know this. There are old people who are asleep and who are lying there dead waiting to be found. And this has not been reported. I think this is terribly sad. This is sad.
Well, I think that's a great point.
To it, yeah.
If you think about it, the hurricane, and you're right, we do cover hurricanes, and I'm on the East Coast, and so hurricanes are a big deal. But, you know, when the death toll is 84 people have died in these wildfires so far, and there are still over 100 people missing, and it is, you're right, and that's true. There may be, I didn't realize what the impetus behind it was, but maybe it is just an East Coast bias. But these are things that we should be talking more about. And, you know, we didn't have an 84-person death toll for hurricanes. And, you know, whatever death toll there was for Hurricane Florence, I forget. But we didn't talk about, you know, we talked about it a lot.
Wait, those kind of numbers. All right, Rishi, thank you for stirring the pot. You did a wonderful service for all of us to get us going. Yeah, I know. You're of service, and I appreciate that. Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review for the Thanksgiving weekend. Here's something as you count your calories and look at the pounds you're getting on the scale, and you see, whoop, up 2 pounds, up 3 pounds, up 4 pounds. Well, the average American will gain 5 to 6 pounds over the next 5 to 6 weeks. That's just the way it goes. You want to get out front of it being the problem of keeping your body weight where you want it, and maybe then in January we all go to the gym and we try to take the pounds off. And so let's not do that this year. Let's do it smart. Let's go to toploss.com and order Calitrin, which is a way not only to lose weight but to maintain your weight where it is, or where you want it. Once you get it to where you want it, then you maintain it. Because Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, the building blocks of life, proven for 30 years to promote the healthy lean muscle and weight loss that you need. Put them together. Collagen is our protein. It's the body's protein. And you start making it on your own when you get into your late 20s, early 30s. So this is supplementation that gets the collagen to start producing itself again. Maintain the weight once you take it off, but Calitrin, because of the protein, the collagen, when you are working out, you're able to keep your lean muscle or build more of it. It takes the fat, turns it into muscle, and thus weight loss. Use the box DJV. Check it off at toploss.com for Calitrin. Lose the weight, keep it off over the season. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, Get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
I'm here with Dr. Prilina Danuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Danuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The sexual revolution is destroying female athletics by redefining Title IX provisions for female athletic competition. A male who is transgender won a world championship cycling race, and in Connecticut, two such males beat all the biological girls in track and field. The Department of Health and Human Services is seeking to redefine gender on a truly fair biological basis only. Well, Pacific Justice Institute supports this correct definition. It is time to stop the madness of the sexual revolution. Parents, visit PJI.org and download our guide to LGBT history taught in our schools.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Victoria Jones and Victoria Keelan here this week overviewing what's been, well, the work that's been done by Talkers Magazine to get the essence of the stories and the people on the list. You know, Richie, you triggered something in me a minute ago that I want to kind of go back to. In talking about the wildfires and the way it's being handled and how political stuff is, I'm reminded of some of the other things that sort of inveigle themselves in other stories this week and every week, frankly. The amount of anger and hatred that is being presented, the irrational hatred in my mind, the impact that it has on the person who's full of this venom, of this anger, of this hatred. And I think in my own philosophy of talking to people and trying to work things through, you know, you've worked with me for 20-some-odd years, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
I like to try to bring people together. Although I have anger, there's nothing in my body that hates anything. I don't even like the word to use it, but there is so much of that that becomes part of people, and it's based on all kinds of things. I mean, I don't mean to make this an epilogue on shrinkism, going to get your head straightened or figure out what it is that goes on with your feelings and your experiences, but why are you so angry? Why do you dislike, if you're a Republican, Democrats, and if you're a Democrat, Republicans, why are you so bitter? Why do you resent this stuff? I was looking at some things this week about Sean Hannity and Trump and how angry the quote-unquote base is that Hannity spent so much time covering Hillary Clinton's abuses of power, talking on the air about her and the private email and all that other stuff. And then when Donald Trump comes out with his suggestion that maybe Hillary ought to be prosecuted or examined and yada, 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 apparently Trump tried to direct the Justice Department to prosecute her and Comey. And so Hannity goes on the air and says, I don't agree with that. And he's excoriated for it because whatever Trump says with the people who are drinking that Kool-Aid, who's been more loyal to Trump than Sean Hannity? Nobody. No one in this country has pursued and supported Trump the way Hannity has. But anybody who asks a question, if you're not on a Salem radio station or one of the ones that just they tell you from the top, you must support Trump at all costs. And the, what that garners, I'm reminded of what Mahatma Gandhi said once, be the change you want to see in the world. Loving what you hate sends a positive, beautiful energy to people while spreading peace and harmony throughout the planet. I'm reading this from Mahatma Gandhi. You become an advocate for love. Hatred responds to hate by causing anguish and fear. You know, the bottom line is, you're the one who gets hurt by it because of the anger that you build up. I mean, I can see people clenching. Yesterday at Thanksgiving dinner, I'm watching a couple of my older relatives who, this is a former husband and wife, who are together at the table, and they are talking about their political differences, and I look into their face, watch their body language, and I can see them get wound up about it. What is so important about this stuff? I just don't get it.
It's not hard. It's not hard. All you have to do is somewhat legitimize the other person's point. Say, listen, I know where you, I understand where you're coming from, but here's my philosophy. And if you give that person that acknowledgement, it settles down the whole tenor
it does.
Of the conversation.
But you know what I'm talking about. The anguish and the anger aimed at Hannity this week because of he didn't support Trump about some minor thing with Hillary. I mean, come on. Get a life. 28 past the hour.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? Well, thanks to MyPillow, those days are long behind me. Now I'm sleeping like a baby, and you can too. Say goodbye to adjusting your pillow all night long, because MyPillow does it for you by adjusting to the shape that you want and need. Toss out those flat, worn-out pillows, and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one free. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. Enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Remember, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com and remember, promo code DJV.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that saves you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now. for your power swabs. Get the deal, 800-208-1797.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back now on the Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, going through the info from Talkers Magazine. They do the research by listening to lots of talk radio programs and some of the great stations around the country with great hosts. Okay, so I made a statement, a review of the kind of anger and vitriol that people get worked up about. Any comments, or shall we move on?
I want to talk about number seven.
Yeah, I think
number seven. All right. Well, the number eight, we've got stuck on number 10 and number nine a little bit. Number eight is the flap about Jim Acosta and a White House pass. He gets it back for 2 weeks, and then he gets tossed again. Victoria, you're in that world. The D.C. radio company, what's the gossip, what's the stuff on the street about that?
Well, the stuff on the street about that is that, you know, that what is serious about this is that, you know, yes, it's about Jim Acosta, and yes, he's a showboat, although he's a very nice man. The worrying thing about this is that what the White House says it's going to do now is that it's going to write, quote, rules, unquote. And then what's going to happen is that the White House Correspondents Association will have to negotiate with the White House, which effectively is Bill Shine, which effectively means it's going to have to negotiate with Fox News over what the rules are going to be. And so it's found itself in a position of having to negotiate rules. And rules is kind of silly, because what the White House wants and what President Trump has wanted from the very beginning is minimal press presence. He said that on the campaign trail, and he made it very clear to Andrea Mitchell that that's what he wanted. And they've also said that they actually want just one question in a press conference. Well, that's not reasonable. You ask a question and then the president gives an answer. So what you're not having a press conference. You're allowing a president to just make statements. You can have that in any regime anywhere, including dictatorships. Unless you allow for follow-ups, you're not allowing any free questioning of your leadership. At all. You're not having any accountability of your leadership. So it will have to be very, very carefully negotiated to allow for any accountability of the elected leadership of this country. So this is a very tricky situation for freedom of the press in the White House. This is not a question of press versus White House. This is a question of the people. Of the people's right to know about what is going on in this administration and administrations going forward. That's what this is about.
All right. Any thoughts on that, Richie or Victoria Keelan?
Richie, I don't disagree with her.
I totally agree. Unless you're going to allow citizens to show up at the White House and ask questions, then our only form of any accountability of our elected officials that our taxpayer dollars are paying, I think it's disgusting and it's deplorable. And if this is going to continue going forward, I don't understand how every American, doesn't matter where you are on the political spectrum, why isn't this angering everyone? This should be cause for serious concern.
I do agree with the people that think that Jim Acosta was totally out of line and that
he's a showboat.
He's a total showboat, but at the same time, I don't want to put restrictions on what we're allowed to ask, and that's the concern.
Yeah. This is way off base. These people they really need to come up by the bootstraps with this one. This is way off base.
It's feeling very Kim Jong-un, you know?
Acosta,
it really is feeling that way now.
It's not about Acosta, and the White House wants to make it about Acosta. President Trump called on Acosta very early in that press conference, I think immediately, which is very rare. He doesn't do that. And there's one other minor thing that I want to mention, what you may be aware of. There is always a transcript of these press conferences, a written transcript that is released to the pool and that is later released and it's available to the public. This is a verbal, absolute word-by-word transcript that is released by the White House. I've been seeing these for 14 years. I was a White House correspondent for 14 years. This is word-by-word, exactly what's said. I've read these. I always read them to see, does it reflect what I said, what the president said, everything. These have been edited during the Trump administration to change some of President Trump's words. This is the first time this has ever happened since these have been done.
It's disgusting.
Well, it is not American, really. I'm with all of you who think that limiting this is not a good step forward. It ought not to be about Acosta in the main. I do think, though, that Trump said something along the lines of, this is not about freedom of the press. You're there at our behest. You don't have to. I don't have to have anybody. I don't have to have press conferences. I don't have to have a press room.
Does he forget that we pay his salary?
But there isn't anything that requires it.
There's nothing that requires him to do it.
So what?
Know what's, You know what's
doing the right thing sometimes is just doing the right thing.
What you think is right and what somebody else thinks is right, not necessarily the same thing.
But doing the right thing is just the right thing to do sometimes. Yeah, it, you know, so
what's the right thing?
What's your version and my version of the right thing?
So you want to limit? So just because he says there's no legal ramifications for eliminating a press corps, so you're saying that's okay?
ISIS thinks they're doing the right thing. In their mind, they're doing the right thing. So,
I'm talking about keeping up with American traditions and American freedoms.
It's an American tradition. It's not an American right. It's not a law. It's not
a requirement.
Okay, fine. Then you know what, Rich? I'm obviously bothered that I pay this man's salary with my tax dollars,
Victoria,
and I want to have
this
some accountability
is not about,
on
we're
him.
Not making it about you. We're not picking
I'm
a
not
fight.
I'm not making it about me either.
You don't like Trump. We get it. I don't like him either.
It's not about Trump. I'm talking about...
Well, it is about Trump.
Doug, please do not minimize what I'm saying
I'm not
and label it.
What
you are.
Saying.
You absolutely
I'm,
are.
Well,
you are only
you
trying to.
Victoria.
Can you please let me
saying.
Say what I want to say? You're giving everyone a forum. Okay, so that's unbelievable. That is.
It isn't. You just what happens? You're back to what we were talking about before, and I don't mean to make this personal, but what happens with people who? Well, I'm sorry, because that's not what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying in this circumstance, it sounds to me, and I get this way myself, so I can sort of understand it. We get so personally wrapped up in this that it does become, you become angry and it becomes personal.
This should, in my opinion,
about,
this should anger every American.
I'm not disputing that.
To not
that.
Have
you don't
any accountability on our president?
You know
that's what I'm saying. You know this is if Obama
Victoria,
did this, I would still say the same thing. And you're making it
you
about Trump, it's not
about
him.
This, from my perspective, okay, as a guy who does
that
support
I'm upset
Trump.
About.
It's weird because people who support Trump don't care what he does or how he does it.
They just
approve of what he's getting done.
Yeah.
And that's all we care about because the way that politics has become, you can't be nice. You can't be cordial. You can't. You just have to go in with a sledgehammer and just do business. And that's what he does. So we all stand back and we all go, you know what? I'm going to turn a blind eye to the way he does it because I like what he's getting done. And how far do we let that go? Because sometimes I sit there and
that's
I cringe.
That's a great question. That's a great question for Trump supporters.
Right.
How far are you going to let it go?
And with regards to this White House.
It's a good question for anybody, for whether you're a Democrat or Republican. How far are you going
right.
to let some of the nonsense go? We go back to what I said.
So
we
far,
all talked about the California wildfires. How long are you going to let that go? That's a Democratic initiative. Well, how far do you let that go? It goes across the board. It isn't just
so we
all,
get all what
Republicans
we want
are wrong
we get
and all
point.
Democrats are right.
Right.
Go ahead,
we all get what we want until we get to the point we don't want it anymore.
Yeah. And that's the
we
problem.
We have to figure out where the line in the sand is, and I have to figure out where my line in the sand is with Trump.
Mm-hmm. I figure
we
out
all
what mine is. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we all
yeah,
have
so long as you have a line. Some people don't have a line.
Right, but Rich, what happens, though, the problem, though, is
may
we
I
let this go so
now?
Far, then what happens when we... Can let me just finish my sentence. So when what happens, though, when you find that line and then it's crossed, what can you do? If you don't have any of these safety mechanisms in place for accountability, then it's gone too far, and then what do you do? There's
what I do is, I sit,
do
is I sit here on a nationally syndicated radio show and say I don't agree with them trying to make specific rules for the White House press briefing. That's what I just did,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I will do. And if somebody talks about it on Facebook, I might go, hey, listen, I'm not really good with this.
So
Victoria Jones,
we have a bit of a problem where we are devolving into a society with 300 plus million people, and we are now each of us drawing a line as to how far we are willing to let things devolve, because they are devolving, before we say things have gone too far and we all have individual lines. That's not how societies survive and thrive. That is actually how societies deteriorate and fall, like Rome. And if we're not aware of that, then we're one day going to wake up and say, oh, there went my line. Oh, there goes their line. And that's what's going to happen.
And that's one of the reasons we're not aware of it is because the press coverage sucks. It's too one-sided. There's not enough information. There's not enough. I mean, the stuff that gets on these shows, the 2020 and 48 hours, it's all crap. It doesn't really get into the heart
news.
And soul. Yeah, I mean, it's just it's pejorative. It's angry. It's not telling the facts. Hello, there's a difference between what people think are the truth and what the facts are.
Especially when you're in the White House asking a question of the president.
Yeah.
It's when you inject opinion, then because instead of fact. So if Acosta went in and was totally, because he's with CNN, right there, it's already seen as he's one-sided.
Yep.
And that he's got a mission.
And he is.
And he's on a mission. Right. And
he
that to me.
He asked questions those days. He asked questions. He didn't state facts. I saw what happened that day. He asked questions. He didn't make statements.
His temperament.
He asked questions.
His temperament was such that he was
questions.
On an
now
attack.
Now you're changing
mission.
What you just said. He asked questions. Now you're changing it to the temperament. He asked questions. He
it's
was
the
not
way
allowed.
He asks the questions,
right.
Victoria.
Questions.
It's the way he asks the questions.
Oh, now it's the way he asks
it
questions.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's what makes it.
So there needs to be a Trump-friendly way to
that's
ask
what
a
they're
question.
Saying. That's what they're saying. Of course that's what they're saying.
And there never will be. That's not the role of the press to ask questions in a pretty or friendly way. He asked questions in a perfectly reasonable way. He asked
I'm not saying that's what we ought to be doing.
He asked questions in a way that President Trump liked, but he asked questions in a way. I have been in those presidential briefings, and I have seen three presidents asked questions by reporters, and all the presidents who I have covered have had questions asked in exactly the same tone. President George W. Bush, President Barack Obama, and President Trump. I've been in presidential.
Well, you can go back to Dan Rather. You can go back to some of the stuff and the way Nixon was approached by Rather. I'm thinking about that as you're giving examples. I go back further than you do, and I'm thinking of some of the Mike Wallace and the way he would question people. Because that was when we first started to bridge the gap between what is fact, what is news, Walter Cronkite, Huntley Brinkley,
Mike Wallace
et cetera,
wouldn't
et cetera.
Have done what Jim Acosta did. He would have done it in a much more professional way.
Right, because he was. And yeah, I think you're right about that. All right.
I don't know.
We have to pause for a moment of silent, well, maybe not so much silent reflection, but thinking about how well we have done this Thanksgiving weekend in our food. Excuse me. I'm sounding like I'm not doing too well in the food department. Actually, I think, Kara, we'll have you play a couple of spots, and I'll catch my breath here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Countdown produces a list, or actually Countdown doesn't. The Countdown takes a list that's produced by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison and his crew go through all of the things that they've heard by listening to some of these great hosts on programs around the country to come up with the top 10 stories and top 10 people on the list. This week, Thanksgiving at number 10, the weather and the fires at number 9, Jim Acosta and the White House situation number 8, Ivanka Trump and her emails number 7, Mr. Avenatti and his assault allegations, working through those. Number 6, number 5, the Justice Roberts conversation about the president and the separation of powers. Number 4, House Speaker battle with the Democrats and the Whitaker challenge to Pelosi. Number 3, the Dow and other market fluctuations. Number 2, the Trumpster on the Saudis and the investigations on Trump. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this was Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I had got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
At number 10 on the people list from Talkers Magazine, Jim Acosta. Number 9, Ivanka Trump. Michael Avenatti is number 8. John Roberts, the Justice, Supreme Court, number 7. Matthew Whitaker is 6. Adam Schiff, Congressman from California. Well, both 5 and 4 are Congressmen from California. Adam Schiff is 5. Nancy Pelosi is 4. And then number 3 is the continuing focus on Jamal Khashoggi and some of the names you can't pronounce from the people in that part of the world, mostly Saudis who are trying to do something to mollify the situation. Number 2, Robert Mueller, and number 1 on the countdown this week is Donald Trump and all the related focus on him and his family and Ivanka, yay, yay, yay. All right, so there it is, an overview for Thanksgiving weekend. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, inviting you to join us for our Christmas holiday effort. We'll be providing holiday meals for our military families in need here in Northern California. You can help by dropping off non-perishable food items and gift cards at 2110 North Street, the museum office, or make a donation of a prepackaged bag of groceries for our military families through Homeward Bound. We also encourage you to donate a toy to be distributed through Homeward Bound. We are also collecting non-perishable items to ship to troops overseas who are deployed this holiday season. So many ways we can help those who serve for us. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280, the Office of the Northern California Veterans Museum. And Merry Christmas from all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
The job of Victoria Keelan to go from number 5 to number 1... and getting right into it, the Keurig coffee machine now becomes a cocktail machine.
Woo! Yes, just in time for the holiday season, Keurig and Anheuser-Busch have teamed up to launch a new product called the DrinkWorks Home Bar. And basically, it is, as you said, Doug, it's a Keurig coffee machine, but it makes cocktails. It looks slightly different. It's a bit of a different design, but it is very high-tech. And instead of coffee, you get a nice mixed alcoholic drink, and it has an iOS app that can control the appliance, and it also assists in pod refill orders and keeps tabs on your inventory. The Home Bar costs $299, and each cocktail pod costs $4, which is actually a pretty good bargain when you think about how much a cocktail out at a restaurant or a bar costs. It will launch with 15 different cocktails at first, a Moscow Mule, a Margarita, a Mojito, Long Island Iced Tea, amongst others, three different sizes to choose from. You can even make a big 8-ounce cocktail if you would like, which is probably two pods. That's a double. And the machine and the beverage pods have launched in St. Louis, Missouri, initially, and they are pre-ordered now, and a lot of you can order it on the DrinkWorks website, and they will be delivering, apparently, in time for Christmas. So this might be the hot gift under the tree this year.
Hot stuff. Number four, YouTube is up close and personal, I guess, in a manner of speaking, as they have a different kind of stream or something new in the streaming department, right?
Right. Well, YouTube has started streaming full-length movies without any – you don't have to pay for it, so you don't have to subscribe to it, and the only thing you do have to do is sit through some ads. So they have some pretty big names in terms of titles, The Terminator, Legally Blonde, the Rocky series, things like that. They have about 100 movies so far, and it is a new thing that YouTube is experimenting with. They want to keep up with Amazon and Netflix, so in order to make some money, YouTube is going to force you to sit through some ads. But if you do want to see free movies, it is a good way to do it.
Huh. How about them apples? Number three.
Well, Google has tinkered with its Find My Device app, and so now it actually has gone even more high-tech, and it displays indoor maps to show where you might have dropped your phone inside a large building. This is the result of years of recording the layouts of complex spaces like department stores and malls and even airports, which is pretty cool. So when you lose your phone, you won't just see now, you know, sort of on a general map where it is. You can actually, if the building has been mapped by Google, you can actually see what floor your phone is on and even down to within a few square feet of your actual device. So that is a new perk from the Find My Device app, and you can download that onto your Android and onto your smartphone if you have any other kind of brand. You can even do it on Apple as well.
Number two, as we go through the top five technology items this week, Instagram is changing the way you are able to. Is this a change of getting in or how you use it?
No, it's just a change in how it looks, essentially.
Oh.
So Instagram has announced that they're testing out new user profile layouts. And so over the next few weeks, you will see some changes. Some buttons will be rearranged. Nothing major. Your photo grids will still be there. All of that looks the same. The most notable part of the redesign is that the follower count has been de-emphasized. So it's no longer at the top of your profile. It's also in a much smaller font. But other than that, everything else is pretty much the same. It makes it easier to shop, though, if you do have a retail account. There's now a shop tab.
Aha. And the number one item this week, a poll that is highly intriguing, actually.
Well, Americans don't think that highly of social networks. That is the result of a SurveyMonkey's new study of 4,000 American adults, and they were asked all about social media and their use, and people basically just don't trust it as much. It's now a fully bipartisan thing. If you're a Republican or a Democrat, a lot of people just don't believe that social media is good for freedom of speech. And the funniest thing that I found from this study, if you don't like the news media and if you call all of it lies and fake, those people who have the most negative opinions of the news media are actually the least likely to spot a fake news headline. So essentially, if you hate the news media, you are probably a target and you could easily be duped. One other interesting political finding of the study is that support for President Trump was highest among demographics who use social media the least. Really? So that kind of tells you it's an older crowd, it's a more rural crowd. Like, it really tells you, like, who's using social media, who isn't. So I thought that was also kind of an interesting thing to come from this study. You could also go on to SurveyMonkey, and you can see all of the interesting results that they came up with.
All right, there they are. Consideration of the top five items this week, our research on technology. It's 59 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A winter storm with strong winds and snow created blizzard conditions across much of Nebraska today, also parts of Kansas, Iowa, and Missouri. By midday, the blizzard warning was extended to parts of eastern Illinois near Chicago, where the snow is forecast to fall at about a rate of 2 inches per hour. Black Friday's done. Shop Local Saturday is over. Next on the list is Cyber Monday. John Copeland with Adobe Analytics says a record $6.2 billion was spent online Friday. That's up nearly 24% from last year.
Those numbers tell us that it's going to be, you know, yet again another year. This will be the fourth year in a row where online spending is growing faster than offline spending.
Financial analyst Hillary Kramer is looking ahead to a very strong Cyber Monday.
In terms of the actual number, in Cyber Monday in 2017, sales were a record $6.59 billion. I think we're going to see that continue to rise into 2018.
Kramer is editor of the financial newsletter Game Changers in cooperation with Salem Media, parent company of townhall.com. Mexico's incoming government says no truth to a report it plans to allow asylum seekers to wait in the country while their claims move through the U.S. immigration courts.
It's one of several options the Trump administration has been trying to negotiate with Mexico. The deal is seen as a way to dissuade Central American migrants from seeking asylum in the U.S., a process that can take years. However, hours after the Washington Post reported that the Trump administration had secured the support of Mexican President-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador's team, the woman tapped to be Interior Minister, Olga Sanchez, issued a statement saying there is no agreement of any sort between the incoming Mexican government and the U.S. government. Ben Thomas, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of conservatives winning the war on issues like gun rights, religious liberty, immigration law, and the sanctity of life. We use our phones every single day, so why not use them to make change? Patriot Mobile does just that. They exist to donate a portion of your monthly bill to 17 conservative organizations fighting for your beliefs. And for the entire month of November, you can buy one line and get another line free for 12 months. Look, I just got a second phone from my studio, a journalist-only phone from Patriot Mobile. It makes everything easier, and I know when I pay the bill, a portion of that money is going to the Heritage Foundation and 16 other great conservative causes. I believe in Patriot Mobile. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. You can keep your number, get the same super reliable nationwide service, and feel good about funding the right agendas with every call you make. With unlimited plans starting as low as $20 per month, why wait? Visit them online at patriotmobile.com/you or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-272-8746. Patriot Mobile. Come join the family.
After months of hesitation, stop-and-start negotiations, and even resignations, Britain and the European Union finally sealed their divorce agreement.
British Prime Minister Theresa May must now sell the deal to her divided parliament, a huge task considering the intense opposition from pro-Brexit and pro-EU lawmakers alike, to ensure Britain can leave with a minimum of upheaval on March 29th. It's a hard sell. The agreement leaves Britain outside the EU with no say, but still subject to its rules and obligations of membership, at least until the end of 2020. EU leaders, such as Jean-Claude Juncker, were quick to warn that no better offer is available.
That's Karen Chamas reporting. Voters in Taiwan passed a referendum asking that marriage be restricted to one man and one woman, a setback to LGBT couples, hoping their island would be the first place in Asia to let same-sex couples share child custody and insurance benefits. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. GM brakes are under investigation.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating more than 100 complaints of poor brake performance on General Motors SUVs and pickups. The vacuum pump can deteriorate, impacting ability to stop at normal distances.
Bob Agnew reporting. This year's White House Christmas tree comes from North Carolina.
The tree arrived at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue last week by horse and carriage to much fanfare. It's a 19-and-a-half-foot tall Fraser fir grown by Larry Smith. He was selected to provide this year's official tree after he won the National Christmas Tree Association's contest in Wisconsin. Smith's win bolsters North Carolina's tally as the state with the most White House Christmas trees, at 12. The tree will be displayed in the Blue Room during the holidays. Greg Clugston, The White House.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now the Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden from Radio America, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Michael Harrison is off this weekend, as is all of his staff. And you can see that proudly and loudly proclaimed if you go to talkers.com. We're not here! It's unusual because Michael's usually around. But at any rate, we go on because this program is on 52 weeks a year, understanding and underscoring what's going on. Earlier in the week, Talkers folks did the research as they usually do. They came up with the top 10 stories and the top 10 people on the list. And if you've been listening to the Talk Radio Review, the first part of this process, we've gone through some of them. I am just going to enumerate them, the stories and the people, and then we'll get back with Rich and Victoria talking about some of these issues. At number 10 on the story list, it's the Thanksgiving holiday. At number 9, the wildfires in California and the effect that the weather has on both coasts. It's really cold on the cold this weekend on the East Coast. Number 8 is the Acosta White House pass thing. Number 7 Ivanka Trump and her emails. Number six, what a miserable piece of you-know-what this Avenatti is. Way. Anyway, so he's the number six. The asylum claims and what Justice Roberts said about Trump when it comes to he's usually been pretty supportive, but he wasn't this week, as is the case with the immigration thing. Number four, what's going on with the Democrats? Who's going to be the House Speaker? Number three, the financial markets, Dow, industrials, and all the other averages kind of going down. It's the impact of the increase in the interest rate. It's just mindless. Well, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's mindful on the part of the few people who control most of the stock market. Trump and his position on immigration, that sort of thing, and the investigation, the Hillary stuff, I find it somewhat, I'm getting, you guys can school me or teach me or you can have your thought. I just think that the amount of of interest or the amount of attention being paid continually to Mueller, and I think it's artificial. I don't think there's anything there anymore. Conversationally, even, there's not anything there anymore. So do we risk, as talk radio people, do we risk losing some of the audience? It's like playing the same records over and over again that people are tired of on music radio. Enough already with this.
I'd be really curious to hear Victoria's take on this. Because, in Victoria, I think that people there's obviously no Russian collusion there. There just isn't. They would have had something by now. But Mueller thinks he can get something on somebody, so the millions of dollars in the investigation keeps going. He sees something, but it's not what he was set out to
find. My question here, Richie and Victoria, is why is he the one who decides how long this goes on? Why is it like he's an independent contractor or something?
The president is the one who decides, but you know, Victoria, how far can they take this to where he gets off the original mission and goes down a side road to see if he can get something else that he can get anybody on? How far can he go with this?
Because part of the original mission was that it is matters arising out of, and so he does get to do matters arising out of. And so some of those things are that he is doing that. And there clearly is collusion because there have been people who have pled guilty.
But they pled guilty to tax evasion. They haven't pled guilty to anything related to collusion. They pled guilty to not properly doing their taxes. They pled guilty to hiding money or laundering money. There's nothing that has been anybody's pled anything to related to collusion. So how long do we go through this?
What I think we are seeing in this investigation is that there is a considerable amount of there. Now, what I'm not saying that there is anything there to do with President Trump, because I don't know what Mueller has, because what we are seeing is that we don't know what Mueller has, and that's a good thing, because we don't want to know what Robert Mueller has, because we don't want to have a leak-filled investigation. I think we'd all agree with that,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all want that. So we have to wait and see what Mueller has. We don't know if there's collusion within the Trump campaign, and we hope that there isn't collusion within the Trump campaign. But for us to second-guess the Mueller investigation and to say that there is or there isn't, when we know that there was the Trump Tower meeting, and we know about the emails that went back and forth, and we know about conversations, is foolish, because we don't know one way or the other. We don't know what happened. And so that's the things to come. Let me finish what I'm saying, please. Let me just finish what I'm saying. I'm saying we don't know. And what I'm also saying is that I hope that there wasn't. What I also think is that we don't know whether there was an attempt to obstruct the investigation, which is a separate thing. And that is also troubling and also should not have happened. And that is remarkably silly if it did happen, Because why? Why do that? That is silly and very, very stupid to do and might well have happened also and might not have happened. So just let it go, let it come out, and don't say, well, it's gone on too long, because, hello, Benghazi.
Well, it has.
Benghazi. Yeah. Benghazi, fast and furious,
But right. See, that doesn't make it right. That's the whole thing here.
It just gives you an example of how silly we are in terms of saying something's too long. Oh, but that wasn't long enough. Because there's false equivalences in our system. There's false equivalences.
My thing is, like take it back to Bill Clinton.
We play whataboutism all the time.
But Bill Clinton got... Basically convicted and impeached on something that was totally irrelevant to what the original investigation was.
Running the country.
Right.
Yeah, and running the country.
And that's where these investigations go.
Now. We're playing whataboutism again.
Yeah, I know. It's just the free reign to just fly all over the place and spend all of our money, and it gets frustrating.
Well, I think the side that I would come down on is whether it's what is it going to really prove, and wait for it to come out. I mean, at this point, after 2 years and spending all this money,
I think
if there was something there, it would have.
It isn't
would
seem 2 years really for a start. It isn't
well,
2 years.
It's been pretty close to it.
It's a year and a half. Yeah.
Well,
it's that.
Whatever it is, it's a lot of money and a lot of hand wringing, and it's very political. And it just doesn't, what happens with people, we all understand to a certain degree what personalities are all about. Trump is he's probably bipolar. He has really deficiencies, real deficiencies, like most of us have, but his are more pronounced in his ability to see the big picture. He's very myopic. And what he has gotten away with running his business is what he's, if you want to use the term, getting away with running the country. And there's some people who are so tired of what we have. It's back to almost this whole business of democracy. Does it really work? Can it work? We'd like to think that it works, and we'd like to think that we are self-ruling. But because of the impact of things like money, the press and media and influences on what...
I forget who it was I heard say it the other day, but it was genius. And it was basically like the framers are looking down on us and smiling because this is how it should work. It shouldn't be easy. We should not be able to have one person push laws through and have it their way. We should argue about it and end somewhere up in the middle somehow, some way. Now, it's gotten really contentious in the past couple of decades, but their opinion was it's working because no one branch, no one person has control over everything. Hmm. And the election 2 weeks ago just proves it. It swings back, the pendulum swings back.
Yeah, but there is more anger, there's more annoyance, there's more outward feelings of intolerance on both sides.
Yeah.
And for me, it is very troubling. 16 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison not here this week, so we have the services of Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company and Rich McFadden from Radio America. Here's something important for us all to think about as we look at our waistlines, as we understand we've eaten a lot of good food, maybe we've eaten a lot of bad food, we've just eaten a lot of food over the course of the last 2, 3, 4 days. And now it's time for us to put some of that into perspective. You'll hear me talking lots during the next month or two about losing weight, keeping your weight where it is, being healthy, because that's really the people who support this program all know what my own personal feelings are about how well you need to eat, the exercise routines, all of that stuff. And so here's one component of how you keep yourself in shape. As the winter comes on, we find ourselves with colds and the flu and all that sort of thing. If you have a weakened immune system by maybe too much partying, too much drinking, not enough sleep, all of that stuff, you need to do the best you can, hopefully, to put the things into your body that will help you, give you a fighting chance, give your body a fighting chance. And that's what Texas Superfood Complete Organic does. It enhances your immune system, mine, all of us, who take two of these capsules in the morning, or maybe you take a teaspoon of the powder and put it in your drink, comes either way, either as a capsule or as the free powder. 55 naturally grown organic fruits and vegetables have been dried and powdered and put into this compound in these capsules. Imagine, think of it, 55 natural fruits and vegetables. So these are the mainstay of Texas Superfood Complete Organic. It's what you get. It really will enhance your immune system. It's very important. So let's go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and get the full line there. Order the Texas Superfood Complete Organic, if you will, and then help yourself to health. That's what it is. Get it now at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calotren besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calotren. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 and change after the hour. Talk Radio Roundup and the Talk Radio Countdown Show sort of blending together because Michael Harrison nor any of his staff are around. So Rich McFadden and I are working through the stories and some of the people on the list. The people usually reflect what the stories are for sure. The business of Trump standing by the Saudis. This is a very, very difficult place for him to be. I think he's in the wrong place on this. And the allegiances, is it that we don't understand? They'll tell us, well, we don't really understand the delicate nature of the balance of power in the Middle East. You know what? That doesn't really strike me as being something I care about as much as dealing with people that you can trust and reflect some or most of our values. These people don't. 19 Saudis crashed into three buildings that belonged to the United States of America and ditched a plane in the middle of a field in Pennsylvania. They were all Saudis. I have never gotten beyond that, Rich. I have never been able to, in my mind, get beyond
that. It's hard
that.
To. Yeah, it's hard to get beyond that. It's, yeah. Hey, here's what I don't understand, okay? In the past, when we've had these situations pop up, because the Saudis have always been protected because we get all their oil, right? We have just massive amounts of money.
We don't even need it anymore. Look at all the oil that's been they're pumping out of Texas. There's 3,100 new wells down.
That's one thing I don't get. But here in the past, what happens is the president says, listen, Your Holiness, or whatever they call the prince of the air.
Your Holiness.
He says,
it may not be. Whatever.
Your Majesty, I'm going to pretend to slap you on the wrist, and I'm going to say some things, and I'm going to tell people that we're putting these sanctions on, and I'm going to tell people that we're doing this. But, you know, between you and I, it's all good. We'll just keep doing everything the way. Why didn't Trump just do that? Instead of coming out and going,
because he doesn't have the finesse to do it, Rich. He doesn't have the skills. That's what we were talking about before. He has no interpersonal skills, and he really isn't. He's a smart, street-smart guy, but he's not intellectually intelligent. He doesn't see all sides. He sees one side. And it's been okay to this point. It's been good. I mean, I'm happy NAFTA's gone, frankly, because I think NAFTA did screw. You know how I am about the American farmer. I'm a farmer.
Yeah.
And the NAFTA treaty screwed American farmers. And the deal that was made with Canada and Mexico to redo the tenets of that agreement were in our favor. They were good. He pushes. One of the good things about him is he throws all kinds of stuff against the wall to see what sticks. And he always floats controversial stuff, whether it's renegotiating the deal with Boeing for what we're paying for the new planes, or whether it's immigration, whatever it is. He goes to the extreme. He goes to the ultimate, to the limit, and pushes and pushes and pushes, because that's what guys who come from that business, that particular business background, that's what they do. They push until they get pushed back.
And I still have a hard time figuring out whether he's just a genius and sly as a fox or just a moron and just really doesn't get it but gets lucky.
I don't think he's either. I don't think he's a moron. I don't think he's a genius. I just think that he is a rough-and-tumble New York guy who understands how, you know, the real estate
does
business,
whatever it takes to get business done.
Exactly. Right. And the real estate business is home for some of the most ruthless culprits because there's so much money involved in these deals. You know, it's kind of like being in the drug business, the marijuana business, whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
They win at all costs because there is so much money at stake. So when you look at the government of our country, there's so much money at stake, more money at stake than anything else. And that's what makes these things so difficult, it seems. 28 past the hour.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
A friend struggling to make ends meet found that he could rent a spare room by the night and earn a nice supplemental income. But he also found out there are rules about competing with hotels. Cities from New York to Denver have adopted rules to stop such practices, not because there's any danger to public safety, but because Airbnb has become serious competition for hotels, just as Uber competes with taxis. Many tourists enjoy staying at bed and breakfast, and traveling is a different experience when you get to know your hosts in their own homes. We understand why hotel chains may be threatened by such competition, but a look through the lens of liberty tells us this is not the government's business. Such favoritism limits your choices, but if you don't defend your right to stay wherever you want, who will?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this was Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I have got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety, and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones at the D.C. Radio Company. Rich McFadden is at Radio America. Both of them are in Washington, and much of what we talk about here on the Countdown originates in Washington. It's Trump, it's Mueller, it's Nancy Pelosi, it's Adam Schiff. I'm looking at the list of people this week, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. These lists you can always find, by the way, at talkers.com. You can hear Talkers Radio and Talkers Television there. A lot of a great focus on this fabulous format, which has lots of interesting characters in it, lots of people hopefully thinking and expressing themselves in a way that people have understanding and also tolerance for different points of view. That's one of the things that I think also has changed in our country, and it may be because of some of the personalities on Talk Radio, News Talk Radio, some of the people on television. It is a challenge. It really is for those of us who would like to make sure that all sides are into it. Even if we, you know, it's hard because it has become so personal. And whether it is or isn't appropriate or ought not to be, it just is. When you talk about, I know Adam Schiff, for example, number five on the people list this week, as congressman from Los Angeles, happens to represent my daughter's district where she lives, and he grew up in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, moved to California. My daughter, he believes in a lot of the same things that my daughter does in terms of politics and rights and that sort of thing, and my daughter happened to have been in a group of people who had a meeting at Adam Schiff's office there, and the first thing they talked about was coming from Framingham. And then, you know, they get down to the nitty-gritty of what his points of view are. And when anybody has strong feelings, I don't really know that much about Adam Schiff. I know what I read about him, and I know what my daughter says about him, and I know that I probably wouldn't vote for him if I were given the opportunity to. Having said that, you know, he represents a point of view, as does Pelosi, as does Trump, as does, you know, elected officials represent a point of view. And those are the people I want to hear from, frankly. I don't want to know, and I don't care. You know, all this focus on Ivanka Trump and the news media trying to grind, some of the news media trying to grind up on the emails case, and it's the same thing as Hillary Clinton. You know what? I can't vote for Ivanka Trump. Maybe she's there because of her father. Of course she's there because of her father. But I can't do anything about, I can vote for her father or not vote for her father, and if he wins, she's around, and if he loses, then she's not around. So that eliminates that. I don't know if the two of you feel or understand what I'm saying. The people that are focusing, John Roberts, I can't do anything about him and his pronouncements because he's not part of the elected scheme of things. He was appointed by somebody that we elected, and if we don't like the appointments that these people make, then we vote them out. But it becomes so complicated because there are so many parts, moving parts, to this globe that has very few people that answer to the public. Look at, we have 4 million bureaucrats that work for the federal, the state, and the local governments. 4 million of them. And they don't give two craps about what you think. Go to the DMV and tell me you can find somebody in there who really cares about what you're trying to do or what you're trying to fix. But we have no say over it. You can be frustrated, well, you can be angry, but you can't do anything about it. Anyway,
it's even worse than that, actually, because forget the 4 million bureaucrats. What about all of the contractors and government contractors that control the 4 million bureaucrats, and they control the 4 million bureaucrats? So it's the swamp, as much as Trump says he would like to drain the swamp, the swamp owns the swamp. And
he's not doing much.
There's nothing you can do about it.
And my feelings about, you know, Mueller and some of these other people that are there, Sarah Sanders, whoever it is. I mean, it's a different group now. 4 years from now, maybe a different group. Who knows? But it's the anger and the vitriol that we feel is well-placed most of the time, but what we want to do or can do about it, we, you know, our business is to talk about it. Okay, so we talk about it. What comes about as a result of us talking about it? Victoria,
well,
Jones, you've been talking.
Thinking,
go ahead, Richard.
Victoria, I'd love to hear her explain.
She's been doing this for a long time. She was a White House correspondent. She's been in three different administrations. She and I have been to any number of White House correspondents' dinners together, and I don't
with regard to email
at all.
And government employees and Ivanka Trump, she is a special advisor to the president.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm not sure of. Does she get a paycheck?
No. No, she doesn't get a paycheck, but she has an office in the White House, and she is working there, and she insists on being called the first
daughter. Is she an official employee? Is she a government employee?
She is working there, and you know she is there, and she is working for the administration. That is what she
does
is
she
doing.
Have
She's
access to
the administration. Yes, she does have access to.
Then she should not be using her private email. Cut and dry.
She shouldn't.
You should be using the government email, and I mean the scary part is we don't really know how well that's protected because I'm sure they boondoggle that as well. But I don't understand these people using private email for government work.
Astonishing, and it's astonishing, and it was for most of 2017. And you know, it's not entirely innocent. It's foolish, is what it is. It's entirely foolish. And it may be more or less than that. I don't know. It's entirely foolish, whatever it is.
So
and
now,
if you do it for a month, if you did it in January 2017 or January and February and March 2017, that's one thing. But to do it for most of the year, it's like, did you follow your father's campaign and that Hillary Clinton was the bad guy and it was locked up because of
the email? But now we're comparing the daughter.
Come on.
Now we're comparing the
program and don't do it. It's silly. Stop it.
So, but what is the difference? You had one Hillary Clinton Secretary of State, okay? And then you have the daughter of the president, the special advisor, quote-unquote special advisor. What is the difference between the two roles and what possible information?
Well, the difference is that she has access in the kitchen to her husband, Jared Kushner, who is helping to negotiate the Middle East peace treaty and has a very close relationship with Saudi Arabia and who has access to everything. And that is something that you always have to bear in mind. And she has an incredibly close relationship with her father. Now, the point is that you have to be sensible when you're in the White House. And I'm not doing any whataboutism, so I'm just saying, just don't do things. I'm saying be mindful. And I'm also saying for people, when you go to the White House, you are told this is how you do it. Now, whether you listen to this is how you do it, everybody gets like a primer on this is how you do things in the White House. This is how it works. This is how this works. This is how that works. This is how everything works. It's made very easy for the transition from one administration to the other deliberately so that the new administration can get up and running. So Ivanka Trump would have been had it explained to her that this is how it works and this is what you need to do and that one of the reasons for this is the Records Act, is the Federal Records Act, as well as that this is how you do it because this is, you know, this is the law. So it's just, you know, just do it. And she may have been accustomed to doing it a certain way, and it may be difficult for her to adjust. And so it is difficult for people to make adjustments from what they're used to.
What's her security clearance compared to Jared Kushner's, compared to obviously Trump's clearance is everything, but what is her security clearance?
Everything. I'm not sure.
What grade?
I'm pretty sure she got classified. She got classified.
But to what level? I mean, does she get to know everything that Jared Kushner does? Does she get to know? Didn't he have his yanked?
Yeah, I think he did.
He got it back.
At some point, he had it.
He got it back. But obviously, she's not classified to know everything that the president does, and she's not classified to know everything that Jared Kushner does. Right, right. So if she is emailing information that is classified, then that's on them, the president or Jared Kushner, for giving her that information.
Yes, but it's also on her for doing. But there is no evidence. We have to be very clear. She does have a full security clearance. She does. But we have to be very clear. There is absolutely no evidence that she has emailed anything that was classified. We have no evidence of that.
Right.
No.
Right. That I knew. Okay.
Yeah. And so then, what's the big deal about, and where is the protestation coming from?
Wow, the protestation has become lock her up when it's for Hillary, but now Trump's daughter goes and does the same thing, uses her personal email for government. So that's what I'm trying to get to is what level? Was it at the same level that Hillary was doing it or not?
Hillary had a server also, and that was very wrong. And some of Hillary's emails were very sensitive. We don't know what was in Ivanka Trump's emails. We know that she did it for most of 17 and that it was multiple government officials. We don't know what were the contents of those emails. What we also don't know, and this is worrying from the point of view of the functioning of government, is what happened to the emails, whether they were deleted, because they all have to be preserved. So we don't know about that. We may find out about that because the incoming Democratic majority in the House intends to have an investigation of her email
usage.
For what purpose? Yeah, for what purpose?
But
what's the purpose?
Because you can't do it.
How many billions of dollars are you going to spend on this? Yeah, how much time are you going to spend on it?
Not that much time because they've got about 85 investigations.
Yeah, and again, at what cost? That's the thing. Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, with a thought about your Christmas. I can't give you a stocking stuffer with my pillow, but I can give you big boxes that people love to see under the tree for Christmas. This is a good place to start, maybe a good place to finish. Good place to go is MyPillow.com. Order yours now by going online to MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. Get these fabulous Giza elegant pillows, any pillow that's there. You can buy one at the regular price, get the second one free. There is a great discount on all of the other things that are there. Sheets, mattresses, mattress covers, everything you need to get a good night's rest is pretty much in the catalog that you can find at MyPillow.com. So browse, buy, save, have a good time and get a good night's rest. All together, company produces things that are all made in the USA. Everything. 10-year warranty, get 60-day money back guarantee. Get there. Act quickly. Get yours because there'll be a big demand. And even though they were manufacturing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you wouldn't believe the amount of pressure on the inventory of pillows at MyPillow.com at this time of year. So just visit MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJD, get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for the price of one. MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. At number 10 on the people list from Talkers Magazine, Jim Acosta. Number 9, Ivanka Trump. Michael Avenatti is number 8. John Roberts, the Justice, Supreme Court, number 7. Matthew Whitaker is 6. Adam Schiff, Congressman from California. Well, both 5 and 4 are Congressmen from California. Adam Schiff is 5. Nancy Pelosi is 4. And then number 3 is the continuing focus on Jamal Khashoggi and some of the names you can't pronounce from the people in that part of the world, mostly Saudis who are trying to do something to mollify the situation. Number 2, Robert Mueller, and number 1 on the countdown this week is Donald Trump and all the related focus on him and his family and Ivanka, yay. All right, so there it is, an overview for Thanksgiving weekend. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you tossing and turning every night, counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let my pillow provide you with a comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The Countdown produces a list, or actually Countdown doesn't. The Countdown takes a list that's produced by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison and his crew go through all of the things that they've heard by listening to some of these great hosts on programs around the country to come up with a top 10 stories and top 10 people on the list. This week, Thanksgiving at number 10, the weather and the fires at number 9, Jim Acosta and the White House situation number 8, Ivanka Trump and her emails number 7, Mr. Avenatti and his assault allegations, working through those. Number 6. Number 5, the Justice Roberts conversation about the president and the separation of powers. Number 4, House Speaker battle with the Democrats and the Whitaker challenge to Pelosi. Number 3, the Dow and other market fluctuations. Number 2, the Trumpster on the Saudis and the investigations on Trump, number 1, this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Governor-elect Gavin Newsom is determined to curtail your constitutional right to keep and bear arms under his administration. Join the fight to protect the Second Amendment in California. Find out what you can do at the Second Amendment Rally, Saturday, December 1st, at the Anderson VFW Hall. Speakers include Mark Baird, Patrick Jones, and local authorities who support our rights. Doors at the Anderson VFW Hall open at 3 p.m. Saturday, December 1st, for the Restore Your Rights Second Amendment Rally.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Three after the hour now, it's time for our weekly visit from Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's here on the job to go through the legal ramifications. A lot of things this week that are in the legal beagle department, as far as I'm concerned anyway, looking at the charts from Talkers Magazine. Let's start with the Justice Roberts ruling, or I don't know what you call it, but him and his thoughts. We don't hear much from him. Are you surprised? What do you think of all of this, Steve?
I was pleasantly surprised. What's happened is, and this happened with President Trump when he was campaigning. He was slandering judges, accusing them of being biased, castigating rulings with usually his sadness and disgrace. Those seem to be his big words. But we have, quite frankly, we've never had a president attack and denigrate the legal system, and quite frankly, without knowing what he's talking about. And at this point, Justice Roberts, who avoids politics because that's what he's supposed to do. He's not supposed to comment. But even here it was, whoa, wait a minute. We are a co-equal branch of government. There are no Obama judges. There are no Trump judges. There are judges, and when they do their job correctly, that's how it works. There's an appeal system. That works. You know, I may not agree with every decision of every court. No one will. But quite frankly, it's probably the most effective and efficient right now of all of our branches of government.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting way of putting it, isn't it? I hadn't thought about it that way, but yeah. All right, yeah. Number six on the countdown is the assault allegation against Mr. Avenatti, Mr. Grandstanding Avenatti. That's my own pejorative on him. He's a big $3 bill. So what do we need to know about that?
This one is just is wonderful for the gossipers, but then it's a matter of, you know, let's get down to it. The initial news that came out, and it was news. He was arrested. He was arrested in regard to accusations of domestic abuse in regard to a woman with whom he was living. And he was, you know, quite adamant that this was absolutely, just all lies and, to excuse the pun, trumped up. But giving the devil his due, the prosecutors at this point have declined not to prosecute, and there does seem to be some indications that perhaps these allegations are not accurate. So this is one that we're going to wait and see what the L.A. District Attorney's Office does with it. This may be a story about how news can be manipulated to attack someone, or it may be news about, someone violating the law.
Here's the difference. Help explain to people wondering about the law and how the nuance works. L.A. County dropped the investigation and gave it to L.A. City. Why are there so many different levels and branches, and why would the rules be different depending on who is the prosecutor?
You know, you'll have county officials in law enforcement. You'll have city officials. They're not using different laws. They both have jurisdiction. However, it may be that the investigative forces within, say, the L.A. City may have better resources, particularly when it comes to domestic abuse allegations and investigations, than the county does. So it's a bureaucratic thing, which is not to say it's necessarily bad because it's bureaucratic, but it's a decision of who can most effectively look into this.
All right. Now, there's an investigation, a legal investigation into Ivanka Trump Or is there? Is there legally anything that says you can't use? I mean, it's kind of cloudy as to what her position is anyway. So what's the big deal other than her father says that Hillary should go to jail?
Right.
So does Ivanka have to go to jail, too, or under the circumstances, or is it just so much hooey?
Well, maybe they can share a cell. You know, in fact, I think the allegations against Hillary Clinton were overblown. The allegations against Ivanka Trump are overblown. The ones against Ivanka Trump are perhaps less of concern. But in both cases, it's much ado about nothing.
Can we use that same for Acosta?
Yeah, I think, this is a case where it's going to end. But, the president's abuse of the media is serious.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Rec.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough. Persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening, those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. PALS Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. PALS Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. European Union leaders today sealed a divorce deal with Britain and issued a warning to UK politicians that this is as good as it gets. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar says there's no renegotiating the Brexit deal.
And I hear a lot of people talking about better deals or alternative deals, and anyone can have a better deal or an alternative deal in their own minds. But an agreement, 500 pages long, that's 28 member states can sign up to, nobody has that. So what's on the table is the only deal that's on the table.
And now that EU's approved it, Prime Minister Theresa May has to go back home and sell it to British parliamentarians. A winter storm blanketed much of the central Midwest with snow Sunday and the end of the Thanksgiving weekend, bringing blizzard-like conditions that grounded hundreds of flights and forced the closure of major highways on one of the busiest travel days of the year. Much of the central plains and Great Lakes region under blizzard or winter storm warnings. More than 1,200 flights headed to or from the U.S. were canceled as of 9 o'clock Sunday night. The holiday shopping season is in full swing. Carrie Sapp with Deloitte Consulting says even though their survey showed slightly more people planning to spend online for Black Friday, the day still draws loads of shoppers to stores, and there's a reason for that.
It is an event that people go to. It is a tradition that people want to see. That is one of the biggest things, and that ties back to emotional sentiment quite well, and that people like that and they like doing stuff that they know what they're doing and that they have great fond memories about.
And shopping's not over with yet. Cyber Monday, just hours away. Ohio State moves up to number 6 in college football poll after trouncing rival Michigan, jumping 4 spots. The Wolverines falling 4 down to number 8. The rest of the top 6 pretty much stable. More at townhall.com.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or MoStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
U.S. prosecutors indicted a Venezuelan media tycoon close to President Nicolas Maduro's socialist government on foreign corruption and money laundering charges.
Raul Gorin became president of Globovision shortly after he and others purchased the popular TV network in 2013 and proceeded to soften its anti-government coverage. Federal prosecutors in Miami say that starting in around 2010, Gorin allegedly paid at least $94 million in bribes to two Venezuelan officials in exchange for business conducting foreign currency transactions for the government. He's also accused of paying expenses related to three jets, a yacht, and multiple champion horses on behalf of the two unnamed officials. Jeremy House reporting.
U.S. border agents fired tear gas on hundreds of migrants protesting near the U.S. border after some of them attempted to get through the fencing and wire separating the two countries. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. HBO's crime drama The Wire seems to be inspiring one New York City bank robber who's struck at least four times.
Police in New York say the robber is targeting Chase Banks. He hands the tellers a note written on a DVD of the award-winning show The Wire, which ran for five seasons on HBO. The crime spree started in mid-November when the bank robber got away with $1,000. They have surveillance video of him. He wears a baseball cap and sunglasses to disguise himself. Police tell one news station if this guy likes crime dramas, just wait until he's caught. Julie Walker, New York.
At the box office, Ralph Breaks the Internet opened at number one. Creed 2 debuted at number two. It was followed by Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, Fantastic Beast, Crimes of Grindelwald, Bohemian Rhapsody, Instant Family, and Robin Hood. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now, it's time for our Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits for the week of November 19th to the 23rd. And News Talk Radio, the big stories, the big people, the items that Talkers Magazine has researched during the course of the week, as they usually do. Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can find this list there, even though for general conversational purposes, it's important for us to go through the list once, twice, three times, depends on how we get bogged down in the various conversations with our group of experts. I'm Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJB program. And Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company.
The number 10 item on the story list is a focus on the weather for the Thanksgiving week and weekend, especially the weather here. Well, weather on both coasts, the rain that has slowed down, almost put out the fires, or seemingly has put an end to the worry out there with regard to the fires. Now the mudslides will become the problem, especially the further north that you go. And then the holiday, the travel, that sort of thing, all wrapped up into one. So who among us, let's go around the room here. Victoria Keelan, did you travel for the weekend? How did you spend Thanksgiving?
Just very, very locally. I walked across the street from my apartment and had dinner at a restaurant with my parents and my husband, and that was it. And then we went to my cousin's house, which was only about 20 minutes away, so I was able to avoid all of the crazy, crazy traffic reports that we heard about on the news.
Yeah, I had a real I was traveling across town to get to an appointment I had on Wednesday afternoon, and it's normally a 12-minute ride. It took me an hour just to go through several villages in my community, and this was in the middle of the day, like 1 o'clock.
Yep.
So it was everywhere it plays out the same, it would seem. Victoria Jones, did you go anyplace? You're in the D.C. area, so what was the traffic there, a nightmare like it usually is?
It was busy. I traveled on Thursday, so it wasn't as bad. And I went to the next state, and I did the Beltway, the dreaded Beltway. It wasn't too bad, so I'm okay. But I'm traveling back to the other state on the Beltway today via the equally dreaded Tyson's Corner Mall on Black Friday. So this is when it's going to be insane. I'm not even going to the mall, but I'm going to hit the people who are going for these wild deals that we were talking about early in the show.
So if we are actually, Richie, you're in the same general area, Tyson's Corner, part of Washington, you're out Route 66. So
I rode by that exact mall yesterday, and I have a tip for you, Victoria. Use the HOV lanes, and you will fly by it at 80 miles an hour.
But you got to have somebody in the car with you, otherwise you get a big ticket, right?
Yes, and I've gotten one of those, too. So
nice going, Richie. Abuser. Okay,
but,
number.
But the Maryland to Virginia scene is not bad.
Yeah. All right. Wildfires, all that stuff. I don't know what else we have to say about that. Number 8 is a focus on
fast there, Holmes.
What? Why?
You're going to skip right over the wildfires?
Well, I just was talking about the weather.
Really,
the wildfires, I made a comment. Oh, if you want to work on it, the comment that I had in order to put things into perspective was that the weather as it is where you are and where I am on the East Coast, horrible because it's so damn cold. On the West Coast, they have a lot of rain, and it seems to have abridged the worry about fires. So where do you want to go with that?
Well, I think the interesting conversation that's come out this week on this is that the left does not want to seem to take any responsibility for not clearing brush. And I totally get where their conversation is coming from. And that man has affected climate. Okay, cool. I understand that. Whether I agree with it or not wholeheartedly, I definitely agree that man affects our planet.
Yeah, we're affecting
the
CO2 levels and
the climate
ozone.
To the extent that they think that they are, I don't know. But I 100% think that we are being irresponsible in the way we manage our forestry there, and it's causing this total loss of life, loss of property, because somebody doesn't want to clear brush because they want to save a turtle or a snake or a mouse or whatever it is. And I think we have to hit that head on to be able to figure this out, because otherwise it's not going to get any better.
All right.
It's going
to
get
worse. So let me approach it. Let me lead you this way, all of you. I wasn't going to go down this road because it is seen sometimes as political. And you started it off that way, and that sort of is an issue into itself. That is that every issue is becoming political. Something, this is a nonsensical, this is a ridiculous conversation. These people are out of their minds. This is mostly a West Coast problem. California has passed a ban. If you don't know what Richie's talking about, the state of California has outlawed clearing brush along the, whether it's the timber areas or whether it's under the power lines or wherever it is, the brush and the old dead trees that are there that should be processed. They should be logged. In most areas of the country, the dead wood is taken out. It's processed for firewood or some other use, but it's not left there because of the reasons that we're stating. The exact reason that this fire became so intense is because there was so much to burn. It started with wires from PG&E being frayed and in a windstorm falling down. That's how it started. Now PG&E is running to the state saying, oh, well, you have to help us because otherwise we'll go bankrupt because all these people are going to sue us, and it's your fault because you wouldn't let us clear the brush. Well, even in places where it isn't illegal to clean the brush, they don't do it. They gloat to their stockholders of how much, look at how much our stock has gone up because we didn't do any of this work. We let it be. And so, I mean, even the frayed wires, they're going to get screwed as they ought to get screwed. But you, as a citizen of this state and others that are looking at this kind of legislation, you're getting screwed because of what Richie just outlined, not being able, for stupid, nonsensical, idiotic reasons, not cleaning out the brush. It's only common sense, for God's sakes. Do we not have any common sense anymore?
Well, if you want to live there, you need to clear the brush. If the place is desolate and empty, fire away. I mean, don't clear any of it. And I agree with them. Let's not disrupt the environment of all of these animals. But if humans are going to occupy this space, there need and you don't want these fires to happen, you need to clear brush. But I think there's room for a conversation.
Yeah. Victoria Jones, what do you think?
Well, I think a couple of things, one of which is related to this and one of which is slightly related to this. One of the pieces that's related to this is that over 50% of this forest is owned by the federal government, so it doesn't have anything to do with the state of California. So the federal government can sort that out. And if they want to get on it, they can get on it and they can start getting those rakes and do that if they want to do it. So, you know, that is one
good
piece
point
of it. And yeah, the other piece of it is that the story that I don't think that's being talked about with regard to the California wildfires is that this is being, I think, underreported on the East Coast. And this has been chatted about recently, but wasn't for a while. It's being underreported on the East Coast because there's an East Coast bias with news, and there's more reporting on hurricanes, and there's more reporting on tidal waves and things like that, and less reporting on wildfires, which happen on the West Coast, because the big news organizations are East Coast based, and there is an East Coast bias with the reporting. And so we're not hearing about it. And this is a problem because there are major deaths. There are massive losses of life and homes, and there are dead people lying there waiting to be discovered. There are old people who were asleep. We know this. There are old people who are asleep and who are lying there dead waiting to be found. And this has not been reported. I think this is terribly sad. This is sad.
I think that's a great point. If you think about it, the hurricane, and you're right, we do cover hurricanes, and I'm on the East Coast, and so hurricanes are a big deal. But, you know, when the death toll is 84 people have died in these wildfires so far, and there are still over 100 people missing, and it is, you're right, and that's true. There may be, I didn't realize what the impetus behind it was, but maybe it is just an East Coast bias. But these are things that we should be talking more about. And, you know, we didn't have an 84-person death toll for hurricanes. And, you know, whatever death toll there was for Hurricane Florence, I forget. But we didn't talk about, you know, we talked about it a lot.
Wait, those kind of numbers. All right, Richie, thank you for stirring the pot. You did a wonderful service for all of us to get us going and thinking about it. Yeah, I know. You're of service, and I appreciate that. Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review for the Thanksgiving weekend. Here's something as you count your calories and look at the pounds you're getting on the scale, and you see, whoop, up 2 pounds, up 3 pounds, up 4 pounds. Well, the average American will gain 5 to 6 pounds over the next 5 to 6 weeks. That's just the way it goes. You want to get out front of it, it being the problem of keeping your body weight where you want it, and maybe then you, January we all go to the gym and we try to take the pounds off. And so let's not do that this year. Let's do it smart. Let's go to toploss.com and order Kellitrin, which is a way not only to lose weight, but to maintain your weight where it is, or where you want it. Once you get it to where you want it, then you maintain it, because Kellitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, the building blocks of life, proven for 30 years to promote the healthy, lean muscle and weight loss that you need. Put them together. Collagen is our protein. It's the body's protein, and you stop making it on your own when you get into your late 20s, early 30s. So this is supplementation that gets the collagen to start producing itself again. Maintain the weight once you take it off, but Kellitrin, because of the protein, the collagen, when you are working out, you're able to keep your lean muscle or build more of it. It takes the fat, turns it into muscle, and thus weight loss. Use the box DJV. Check it off at toploss.com for Kellitrin. Lose the weight, keep it off over the season. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV. Kellitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Kellitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Kellitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Kellitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. They'll be open on Christmas Day. And don't forget, you can order your favorite comfort food at home now through Sunday, December 2nd. Get free delivery when you order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The sexual revolution is destroying female athletics by redefining Title IX provisions for female athletic competition. A male who is transgender won a world championship cycling race, and in Connecticut, two such males beat all the biological girls in track and field. The Department of Health and Human Services is seeking to redefine gender on a truly fair biological basis only. Well, Pacific Justice Institute supports this correct definition. It is time to stop the madness of the sexual revolution. Parents, visit PJI.org and download our guide to LGBT history taught in our schools.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour, Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with broadcasters Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, and Victoria Keelan here. This week overviewing what's been, the work that's been done by Talkers Magazine to get the essence of the stories and the people on the list. You know, Richie, you triggered something in me a minute ago that I want to kind of go back to. In talking about the wildfires and the way it's being handled and how political stuff is, I'm reminded of some of the other things that sort of inveigle themselves in other stories this week and every week, frankly. The amount of anger and hatred that is being presented, the irrational hatred, in my mind, the impact that it has on the person who's full of this venom, of this anger, of this hatred. And I think in my own philosophy of talking to people and trying to work things through, you know, you've worked with me for 20-some-odd years, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
I like to try to bring people together, although I have anger. There's nothing in my body that hates anything. I don't even like the word to use it. But there is so much of that that becomes part of people, and it's based on all kinds of things. I mean, I don't mean to make this an epilogue on shrinkism, going to get your head straightened or figure out what it is that goes on with your feelings and your experiences. But why are you so angry? Why do you dislike, if you're a Republican, Democrats, and if you're a Democrat, Republicans? Why are you so bitter? Why do you resent this stuff? I was looking at some things this week about Sean Hannity and Trump and how angry the quote unquote base is, that Hannity spent so much time covering Hillary Clinton's abuses of power, talking on the air about her and the private email and all that other stuff. And then when Donald Trump comes out with his suggestion that maybe Hillary ought to be prosecuted or examined and yada, yada, yada. Apparently Trump tried to direct the Justice Department to prosecute her and Comey. And so Hannity goes on the air and says, I don't agree with that. And he's excoriated for it, because whatever Trump says with the people who are drinking that Kool-Aid, who's been more loyal to Trump than Sean Hannity? Nobody. No one in this country has pursued and supported Trump the way Hannity has. But anybody who asks a question, if you're not on a Salem radio station or one of the ones that just they tell you from the top, you must support Trump at all costs. And what that garners, I'm reminded of what Mahatma Gandhi said once, be the change you want to see in the world. Loving what you hate sends a positive, beautiful energy to people while spreading peace and harmony throughout the planet. I'm reading this from Mahatma Gandhi. You become an advocate for love. Hatred responds to hate by causing anguish and fear. You know, the bottom line is, you're the one who gets hurt by it because of the anger that you build up. I mean, I can see people clenching. Yesterday at Thanksgiving dinner, I'm watching a couple of my older relatives who, this is a former husband and wife who are together at the table, and they are talking about their political differences, and I look into their face, watch their body language, and I can see them get wound up about it. What is so important about this stuff? I just don't get it.
It's not hard. It's not hard. All you have to do is somewhat legitimize the other person's point. Say, listen, I know where you, I understand where you're coming from, but here's my philosophy. And if you give that person that acknowledgement, it settles down the whole tenor of the conversation.
But you know what I'm talking about. The anguish and the anger aimed at Hannity this week because of he didn't support Trump about some minor thing with Hillary. I mean, come on. Get a life. 28 past the hour.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? Well, thanks to MyPillow, those days are long behind me. Now I'm sleeping like a baby, and you can too. Say goodbye to adjusting your pillow all night long, because MyPillow does it for you by adjusting to the shape that you want and need. Toss out those flat, worn-out pillows, and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one free. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. Enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Remember, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com and remember, promo code DJV.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that saves you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal, 800-208-1797.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin. And in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back now on the Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, going through the info from Talkers Magazine. They do the research by listening to lots of talk radio programs and some of the great stations around the country with great hosts. Okay, so I made a statement, a review of the kind of anger and vitriol that people get worked up about. Any comments, or shall we move on?
I want to talk about number seven.
Number seven.
All right. Well, the number eight, we've got stuck on number 10 and number nine a little bit. Number eight is the flap about Jim Acosta and a White House pass. He gets it back for 2 weeks, and then he gets tossed again. Victoria, you're in that world, the D.C. radio company. What's the gossip? What's the stuff on the street about that?
Well, the stuff on the street about that is that, you know, that what is serious about this is that, you know, yes, it's about Jim Acosta, and yes, he's a showboat, although he's a very nice man. The worrying thing about this is that what the White House says it's going to do now is that it's going to write, quote, rules, unquote. And then what's going to happen is that the White House Correspondents Association will have to negotiate with the White House, which effectively is Bill Shein, which effectively means it's going to have to negotiate with Fox News over what the rules are going to be. And so it's found itself in a position of having to negotiate rules. And rules is kind of silly, because what the White House wants and what President Trump has wanted from the very beginning is minimal press presence. He said that on the campaign trail, and he made it very clear to Andrea Mitchell that that's what he wanted. And they've also said that they actually want just one question in a press conference. Well, that's not reasonable. You ask a question, and then the president gives an answer. So what you're not having a press conference. You're allowing a president to just make statements. You can have that in any regime anywhere, including dictatorships. Unless you allow for follow-ups, you're not allowing any free questioning of your leadership. At all. You're not having any accountability of your leadership. So it will have to be very, very carefully negotiated to allow for any accountability of the elected leadership of this country. So this is a very tricky situation for freedom of the press in the White House. This is not a question of press versus White House. This is a question of the people. Of the people's right to know about what is going on in this administration and administrations going forward. That's what this is about.
All right. Any thoughts on that, Richie or Victoria Victoria Keelan?
Rich, no. I don't disagree with her.
I totally agree. Unless you're going to allow citizens to show up at the White House and ask questions, then our only form of any accountability of our elected officials that our taxpayer dollars are paying I think it's disgusting and it's deplorable. And if this is going to continue going forward, I don't understand how every American, doesn't matter where you are on the political spectrum, why isn't this angering everyone? This should be cause for serious concern.
I do agree with the people that think that Jim Acosta was totally out of line and that
he's a showboat.
He's a total showboat, but at the same time, I don't want to put restrictions on what we're allowed to ask, and that's the concern.
Yeah. This is way off base. These people are—they really need to come up by the bootstraps with this one. This is way
it's
off.
Feeling
base.
Feeling very Kim Jong Un, you know. It really is feeling that way now.
It's not about Acosta, and the
White House wants to make it about Acosta. President Trump called on Acosta very early in that press conference, I think immediately, which is very rare. He doesn't do that. And there's one other minor thing that I want to mention, what you may be aware of. There is always a transcript of these press conferences, a written transcript that is released to the pool and that is later released and it's available to the public. This is a verbal, absolute word-by-word transcript that is released by the White House. I've been seeing these for 14 years. I was a White House correspondent for 14 years. This is word-by-word, exactly what's said. I've read these. I always read them to see, does it reflect what I said, what the president said, everything. These have been edited during the Trump administration to change some of President Trump's words. This is the first time this has ever happened since these have been done.
It's disgusting.
Well, it is not American, really. I'm with all of you who think that limiting this is not a good step forward. It ought not to be about Acosta in the main. I do think, though, that Trump said something along the lines of, this is not about freedom of the press. You're there at our behest. I don't have to have press conferences. I don't have to have a press room.
Does he forget that we pay his salary?
But there isn't anything that requires it.
There's nothing that requires him to do it.
Doing the right thing sometimes is just doing the right thing.
But what you think is right and what somebody else thinks is right, not necessarily the same thing.
But doing the right thing is just the right thing to do sometimes.
What's the right thing?
What's your version and my version of the right thing?
So you want to limit... So just because he says there's no legal ramifications for eliminating a press corps, so you're saying that's okay?
ISIS thinks they're doing the right thing. In their mind, they're doing the right thing. So.
Yeah. I'm talking about keeping up with American traditions and American freedoms.
It's an American tradition. It's not an American right. It's not a law. It's not a requirement.
Okay, fine. Then you know what, Rich? I'm obviously bothered that I pay this man's salary with my tax dollars,
Victoria,
and I want to have
this
some
is
accountability
not about,
on
we're
him.
We're not making it about you. We're not picking
I'm
a
not
fight.
I'm not making it about me either.
You don't like Trump. We get it. I don't like him either.
It's not about Trump. I'm talking about...
Well, it is about Trump.
Doug, do not minimize what I'm saying.
I'm not
and label it.
What
you are.
Saying.
You absolutely
I'm,
are.
Well, that's
you are
the way
only
you
trying
interpreted
to,
Victoria.
Can you please let me
saying.
Say what I want to say? You're giving everyone a forum. Okay. So that's unbelievable. That is.
It isn't. You just what happens? You're back to what we were talking about before. And I don't mean to make this personal, but what happens with people who, I'm sorry, because that's not what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying in this circumstance. It sounds to me, and I get this way myself, so I can sort of understand it. We get so personally wrapped up in this that it does become, you become angry and it becomes personal.
This should, in my opinion, this should anger every American.
I'm not disputing that.
To not have any accountability on our president? That's what I'm saying. This is, if Obama did this, I would still say the same thing. And you're making it about Trump, not
about
him.
From my perspective, okay, as a guy who does support Trump, it's weird because people who support Trump don't care what he does or how he does it.
They just
approve of what he's getting done. Yeah. And that's all we care about. Because the way that politics has become, you can't be nice. You can't be cordial. You just have to go in with a sledgehammer and just do business. And that's what he does. So we all stand back and we all go, you know what? I'm going to turn a blind eye to the way he does it because I like what he's getting done. And how far do we let that go? Because sometimes I sit there and
I
cringe.
That's a great question. That's a great question for Trump supporters.
Right.
How far are you going to let it go?
And with regards to this White House question,
for whether you're a Democrat or Republican, how far are you going to let some of the nonsense go? We go back to what I said.
So
we
far,
all talked about the California wildfires. How long are you going to let that go? That's a Democratic initiative. Well, how far do you let that go? It goes across the board. It isn't just
so we all, get
all Republicans
we want
are wrong and all
point.
Democrats are right. Go ahead, excuse
we
me.
All get what we want until we get to the point we don't want it anymore.
Yeah. And that's the problem.
We have to figure out where the line in the sand is, and I have to figure out where my line in the sand is with Trump.
Mm-hmm. I figure out what mine is. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we all have.
So long as you have a line. Some people don't have a line.
Right, but Rich, what happens, though, the problem, though, is we let this go so far, then what happens when we... Can let me just finish my sentence. So when what happens, though, when you find that line and then it's crossed, what can you do? If you don't have any of these safety mechanisms in place for accountability, then it's gone too far, and then what do you do? There's
what I do is, I sit here on a nationally syndicated radio show and say I don't agree with them trying to make specific rules for the White House press briefing. That's what I just did, mm-hmm. and that's what I will do. And if somebody talks about it on Facebook, I might go, hey, listen, I'm not really good with this.
So
by Victoria Jones,
We have a bit of a problem where we are devolving into a society with 300 plus million people, and we are now each of us drawing a line as to how far we are willing to let things devolve, because they are devolving, before we say things have gone too far and we all have individual lines. That's not how societies survive and thrive. That is actually how societies deteriorate and fall, like Rome. And if we're not aware of that, then we're one day going to wake up and say, oh, there went my line. Oh, there goes their line. And that's what's going to happen.
And that's one of the reasons we're not aware of it, is because the press coverage sucks. It's too one-sided. There's not enough information. There's not enough. I mean, the stuff that gets on these shows, the 2020 and 48 hours, it's all crap. It doesn't really get into the heart
news.
And soul. Yeah, I mean, it's pejorative, it's angry, it's not telling the facts. Hello, there's a difference between what people think are the truth and what the facts are.
Especially
and we
when
don't
you're in the White
the
House asking
anymore.
A question to the president.
Yeah.
It's when you inject opinion, then, because instead of fact. So if Acosta went in and was totally, because he's with CNN, right there, it's already seen as he's one-sided.
Yep.
And that he's got a mission.
And he is.
And he's on a mission. Right. And
he
that to me.
He asked questions those days. He asked questions. He didn't state facts. I saw what happened that day. He asked questions. He didn't make statements.
His temperament.
He asked questions.
His temperament. Was such that he
questions.
Was on an
now
attack.
Now you're changing
mission.
What you just said. He asked questions. Now you're changing it to the temperance. He asked questions. He
it's
was
the
not
way
allowed
he asked the
right.
questions, Victoria.
Questions.
It's the way he asks the questions.
Oh, now it's the way he asks
it
questions.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's what makes it.
So there needs to be a Trump-friendly way to
that's
ask
what
a
they're
question.
Saying. That's what they're saying. Of course that's what they're saying.
And there never will be. That's not the role of the press, to ask questions in a pretty or friendly way. He asked questions in a perfectly reasonable way. He asked
questions in a respectful way.
Questions in a way that President Trump liked, but he asked questions in a way. I have been in those presidential briefings, and I have seen three presidents asked questions by reporters, and all the presidents who I have covered have had questions asked in exactly the same tone. President George W. Bush, President Barack Obama, and President Trump. I've been in President.
Well, you can go back to Dan Rather. You can go back to some of the stuff and the way Nixon was approached by Rather. I'm thinking about that as you're giving examples. I go back further than you do, and I'm thinking of some of the Mike Wallace and the way he would question people. Because that was when we first started to bridge the gap between what is fact, what is news. Walter Cronkite, Huntley Brinkley,
Mike Wallace
et cetera,
wouldn't
et cetera.
Have done what Jim Acosta did. He would have done it in a much more professional way.
Right, because he was. And yeah, I think you're right about that. All right.
We
have to pause for a moment of silent, well, maybe not so much silent reflection, but thinking about how well we have done this Thanksgiving weekend in our food. Excuse me, the I'm sounding like I'm not doing too well in the food department. Actually, I think, Kara, we'll have you play a couple of spots, and I'll catch my breath here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Countdown produces a list, or actually Countdown doesn't. The Countdown takes a list that's produced by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison and his crew go through all of the things that they've heard by listening to some of these great hosts on programs around the country to come up with the top 10 stories and top 10 people on the list. This week, Thanksgiving at number 10, the weather and the fires at number 9, Jim Acosta and the White House situation number 8, Ivanka Trump and her emails number 7, Mr. Avenatti and his assault allegations, working through those. Number 6, number 5, the Justice Roberts conversation about the president and the separation of powers. Number 4, House Speaker battle with the Democrats and the Whitaker challenge to Pelosi. Number 3, the Dow and other market fluctuations. Number 2, the Trumpster on the Saudis and the investigations on Trump number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this was Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it, and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
At number 10 on the people list from Talkers Magazine, Jim Acosta. Number 9, Ivanka Trump. Michael Avenatti is number 8. John Roberts, the Justice, Supreme Court, number 7. Matthew Whitaker is 6. Adam Schiff, Congressman from California. Well, both 5 and 4 are Congressmen from California. Adam Schiff is 5. Nancy Pelosi is 4. And then number 3 is the continuing focus on Jamal Khashoggi and some of the names you can't pronounce from the people in that part of the world, mostly Saudis who are trying to do something to mollify the situation. Number 2, Robert Mueller, and number 1 on the countdown this week is Donald Trump and all the related focus on him and his family and Ivanka, All right, so there it is, an overview for Thanksgiving weekend. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So let's get into the top five items from the world of technology this week. The job of Victoria Keelan to go from number five to number one. And getting right into it, the Keurig coffee machine now becomes a cocktail machine.
Woo! Yes, just in time for the holiday season, Keurig and Anheuser-Busch have teamed up to launch a new product called the DrinkWorks Home Bar. And basically, it is, as you said, Doug, it's a Keurig coffee machine, but it makes cocktails. It looks slightly different. It's a bit of a different design, but it is very high-tech. And instead of coffee, you get a nice mixed alcoholic drink, and it has an iOS app that can control the appliance, and it also assists in pod refill orders and keeps tabs on your inventory. The Home Bar costs $299, and each cocktail pod costs $4, which is actually a pretty good bargain when you think about how much a cocktail out at a restaurant or a bar costs. It will launch with 15 different cocktails at first, a Moscow Mule, a Margarita, a Mojito, Long Island Iced Tea, amongst others, three different sizes to choose from. You can even make a big 8-ounce cocktail if you would like, which is probably two pods. That's a double. And the machine and the beverage pods have launched in St. Louis, Missouri, initially, and they are pre-ordered now. And a lot of you can order it on the DrinkWorks website, and they will be delivering, apparently, in time for Christmas. So this might be the hot gift under the tree this year.
Hot stuff. Number four, YouTube is up close and personal, I guess, in a manner of speaking, as they have a different kind of stream or something new in the streaming department, right?
Right. Well, YouTube has started streaming full-length movies without any you don't have to pay for it, so you don't have to subscribe to it, and the only thing you do have to do is sit through some ads. So they have some pretty big names in terms of titles, The Terminator, Legally Blonde, The Rocky series, things like that. They have about 100 movies so far, and it is a new thing that YouTube is experimenting with. They want to keep up with Amazon and Netflix, so in order to make some money, YouTube is going to force you to sit through some ads. But if you do want to see free movies, it is a good way to do it.
Huh. How about them apples? Number three.
Well, Google has tinkered with its Find My Device app, and so now it actually has gone even more high-tech, and it displays indoor maps to show where you might have dropped your phone inside a large building. This is the result of years of recording the layouts of complex spaces like department stores and malls and even airports, which is pretty cool. So when you lose your phone, you won't just see now, you know, sort of on a general map where it is. You can actually, if the building has been mapped by Google, you can actually see what floor your phone is on and even down to within a few square feet of your actual device. So that is a new perk from the Find My Device app, and you can download that onto your Android and onto your smartphone if you have any other kind of brand. You can even do it on Apple as well.
Number two, as we go through the top five technology items this week, Instagram is changing the way you are able to. Is this a change of getting in or how you use it?
No, it's just a change in how it looks, essentially.
Oh.
So Instagram has announced that they're testing out new user profile layouts. And so over the next few weeks, you will see some changes. Some buttons will be rearranged. Nothing major. Your photo grids will still be there. All of that looks the same. The most notable part of the redesign is that the follower count has been de-emphasized. So it's no longer at the top of your profile, and it's also in a much smaller font. But other than that, everything else is pretty much the same. It makes it easier to shop, though. If you do have a retail account, there's now a shop tab.
Aha. And the number one item this week, a poll that is highly intriguing, actually.
Well, Americans don't think that highly of social networks. That is the result of a SurveyMonkey's new study of 4,000 American adults, and they were asked all about social media and their use, and people basically just don't trust it as much. It's now a fully bipartisan thing. If you're a Republican or a Democrat, a lot of people just don't believe that social media is good for freedom of speech. And the funniest thing that I found from this study, if you don't like the news media and if you call all of it lies and fake, those people who have the most negative opinions of the news media are actually the least likely to spot a fake news headline. So essentially, if you hate the news media, you are probably a target and you could easily be duped. One other interesting political finding of the study is that support for President Trump was highest among demographics who use social media the least. So that kind of tells you it's an older crowd, it's a more rural crowd. Like, it really tells you, like, who's using social media, who isn't. So I thought that was also kind of an interesting thing to come from this study. You could also go on to SurveyMonkey, and you can see all of the interesting results that they came up with.
All right, there they are. Consideration of the top five items this week, our research on technology. It's 59 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton-Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Migrants stormed the U.S. border Sunday and were met with tear gas and rubber bullets as they tried to breach security and force their way into the U.S. Mayhem prompted U.S. officials to close the crossing between San Diego and Tijuana. Homeland Security boss Kirsten Nielsen says she wasn't going to put up with the lawlessness, promising to punish anyone who destroys federal property or violates U.S. sovereignty. Meanwhile, Mexico's incoming government is denying a report it plans to allow asylum seekers to wait in the country while their claims move through U.S. immigration courts.
There is no agreement of any sort between the incoming Mexican government and the U.S. government. That statement comes from Mexico's future Interior Minister, Olga Sanchez, in response to a Washington Post report that the incoming Mexican administration had agreed to allow migrants to stay in Mexico as a short-term solution, while the U.S. considered their applications for asylum. The White House says President Trump has developed a strong relationship with the incoming Mexican administration and looks forward to working with them on a wide range of issues. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Democrats hoping to block California Representative Nancy Pelosi from becoming House Speaker have not been able to find a rival candidate, which has left them with a strategy of depriving her of the votes to win. A test comes next week when Democrats vote in private on nominating the 78-year-old Bay Area congresswoman. The White House released its climate report Friday, and Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sasse told Fox News Sunday, climate change is a world problem, but the Paris Agreement he says, is not the answer.
The U.S. needs to have a long-term investment and innovation strategy, that's true. But things like the Paris Climate Accords tend to be more binding on us than on other nations, and so that's not good for the U.S. consumer, and it's not a long-term solution. But conversations like that are certainly important going forward.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or LoneStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
After months of hesitation, negotiations, and resignations, Britain and the European Union finally sealed an agreement governing the UK's departure from the bloc next year.
British Prime Minister Theresa May must now sell the deal to her divided parliament, a huge task considering the intense opposition from pro-Brexit and pro-EU lawmakers alike, to ensure Britain can leave with a minimum of upheaval on March 29th. It's a hard sell. The agreement leaves Britain outside the EU with no say, but still subject to its rules and obligations of membership, at least until the end of 2020. EU leaders, such as Jean-Claude Juncker, were quick to warn that no better offer is available.
This is the best deal possible. This is the only deal possible.
British Prime Minister Theresa May argued that Parliament has a duty to deliver Brexit, as the voters have demanded, by voting to accept the deal. Karen Chamas, London.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. NFL Football Sunday, Patriots beat the Jets 27-13 after heading into the locker room at tied at 10 apiece. Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski says they played better and smarter in the second half.
We were just, making less mistakes. The penalties were killing us, but it's all good. But the second half, we were just putting things together. Each play, we were each drive together. The big chunks, the big plays we were putting together instead of just a couple short plays. So it was good.
Elsewhere, Baltimore beat Oakland 34-17. Eagles over the Giants 25-22. Tampa Bay beat San Francisco. Cleveland beat Cincinnati 35-20. Seattle 30. The Carolina Panthers 27. The Bills beat Jacksonville 24-21. Chargers over the Cardinals 45-10. Colts over the Dolphins 27-14. And Denver beat Pittsburgh Sunday night 24. Denver beat Pittsburgh 24-17. Vikings over the Packers. This is townhall.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most.
Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net. .com.
I'm Greg Bell, and this time we begin with a Thanksgiving-themed episode of The Greg Gildersleeve.
And then later we keep with the Turkey Day celebration with one from Baby Snooks. Harold Perry first played Gildersleeve on the Fibber McGee and Molly program beginning in the late 1930s. His portrayal of Fibber's blowhard neighbor proved so popular that the network NBC and a new sponsor, Kraft Foods, would take a chance on a brand new idea. It was called a spinoff. Hard to believe in today's television culture where everything successful spawns imitators and, yes, spinoffs, that when the great Gildersleeve grew out of Fibber McGee and Molly beginning in August of 41, it was the very first radio spinoff. Perry once again was guilty, and he was surrounded by a great supporting cast, including Lorene Tuttle and Walter Tetley, as niece and nephew Marjorie and Leroy. Lillian Randolph was the maid Bertie Lee Coggins, and his new nemesis replacing Fibber was Judge Horace Hooker, as voiced by Earl Ross. In this patriotic first Gildersleeve Thanksgiving episode, listen also for Hans Conried and announcer Jim Bannon. It's from November 16th, 1941.
Kraft presents The Great Gildersleeve. Each week at this time from Hollywood, California, Kraft presents Harold Perry as The Great Gildersleeve, written by Leonard L. Levinson. We'll hear from the great Gildersleeve in just a moment. But first, remember the saying, an army marches on its stomach? Well, nowadays, battles are won not by armies alone, but by entire populations. For total defense, we all must have plenty of the right kind of food. That means wholesome, nourishing food. Food that produces the energy we use up in hard work and play. That's why Parquet margarine, the quality margarine made by Kraft, should be an important item on your shopping list. Because Parquet margarine is an economical source of important food elements we all need. Parquet margarine not only has delicious flavor that makes it a favorite for table use, baking, and pan frying, Parquet margarine is a highly nutritious food, one of the best energy foods you can serve. What's more, every pound of Parquet contains 9,000 units of important vitamin A. So why not give your family the benefits of this wholesome, nourishing food and start serving them Parquet margarine now? They'll like its flavor. You'll know it's good for them. So tomorrow, ask your dealer for Parquet. P-A-R-K-A-Y. And now let's visit our friend, the great Gildersleeve.
My goodness, Bertie, the ashtrays are all empty for once. What is this, some special occasion?
For me it is, Mr. Gildersleeve. I'd like to have the evening off.
Oh, is this your night to leave early?
No, sir, but I'd sort of like to get an advance on next week's night off.
Oh, any reason why not, Marjorie?
Oh, not at all. Go ahead, Bertie.
Thanks. I wouldn't ask, only we've got spectacular things tonight down at our lodge.
Oh.
That's the mysterious and bewildering orders of the Daughters of Cleopatra.
Yeah, Bertie's the head sphinx.
Not no more, Leroy. I'm now the exhausted ruler of the pyramid. I've been promoted.
I see. Does that make you the head man?
No, sir. I'm practically a stowaway on the royal barge of the ancient Nile.
Yes.
And ahead of me comes the major domus of the outer chamber of the inner sanctum.
Yes.
Then the chief searcher in the bulrushes for the daughters of Pharaoh.
Oh, yes.
And above her comes the royal rejecter of delinquent daughters.
Yes. Well, isn't there a queen, Bertie?
Mr. Gildersleeve and our organization, every gal's a queen.
Oh, my pardon.
Well, what are you holding tonight, Bertie? An initiation?
No, ma'am. It's the red, white, and blue fish fry in order of, to honor a group of our visiting soldier boys.
Oh, yeah.
The Daughters of Cleopatra is all 100% American.
Well, that's a fine thing, Bertie, entertaining your soldier friends.
Yes, sir. We've even hired a military jitterbug band.
Mm.
The brown-skinned boogie-woogie Bugle Boys.
Well, go right ahead. And if you want to take anything from the pantry for the fish fry, help yourself, Bertie.
Yes.
You may want to broil a couple of cans of sardines.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
much, Mr. Gilsey.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
Sam, you know something?
Leroy, I wish you wouldn't keep using that expression. Of course I know something, but what is it?
Well, I was reading in the paper where there's going to be about 1,000 soldiers in Summerfield over Thanksgiving.
Yes?
Well, let me see. Yeah, here it is.
Well, city will play host to 32nd Regiment Thursday. USO urges all citizens to invite Army men to dinner.
That's what I mean. Can we have a soldier for our Thanksgiving dinner, Uncle Mort?
Leroy, you sound like a cannibal.
Leroy, you mean can we invite a soldier to come to dinner?
Yes, and I think it's a splendid idea.
Oh, then we're going to have one?
Why, of course. When I think of all those boys, many of them so far away from home, it takes me back to the lonesome Thanksgiving I spent in an Army hospital back in 1918.
Gee, Unc, I never knew you were wounded.
Well, it's something I never talk about.
Well, what happened to you, Uncle Mort?
I was kicked by a mule.
Where were you kicked, Uncle?
In the customary place. That mule kicked me so high, they gave me a pilot's license. You know, I spent 3 weeks in bed, flat on my stomach. In those days, I had a flat stomach. But remember, kiddies, never mention a word of this to anybody. It's still a painful subject. Even now, I twitch when I pass a mule.
Gee, Uncle Mort, where did this happen, in France?
No, Leroy, in Missouri. I was buying mules for the Army. Sort of talent scout for jackasses. Yeah. Well, anyway, I got 9,000 of them before one of them got me.
Say, I never knew you knew anything about mules.
Oh, yes, Leroy. I had quite an asinine education. Yeah, but that was a long time ago. Let's forget it, children.
Yes. Does that paper say how we go about inviting a soldier for dinner?
Inviting? Let me see. Oh, yes, here it is. Patriotic families who wish to share their Thanksgiving dinner with members of the Army are requested to be at Bacon Square opposite the City Hall before noon Thursday to pick up their dinner guests. The Army men will be bivouacked at the square.
What's bivouacked, Uncle?
A bivouac is a place where barking dogs are cooled off in pup tents. Yes, I got to remember that. Also that word.
Well, but it's very simple.
Huh?
Just one more for dinner first.
Yeah.
You can drive down in the morning and pick up one of the boys, Uncle.
Gee, that's going to be keen.
We better ask Bertie if it's all right with her first, though. Oh, Bertie!
Yes, it's all right with me.
That woman's wasting her time as a cook. She'd get a job as an airplane detector.
Say, I have a better idea. Let's have a real celebration. We'll get a couple of extra turkeys and invite 8 or 10 boys.
8 or 10? Won't that be too much trouble, Marjorie?
Oh, no. I'll ask some of my girlfriends to come over.
Girlfriends? Oh, by all means. That'll be jolly for the soldiers, too.
Gee, Uncle, the whole idea sounded great till you brought in the girls. Do we have to have girls?
Why not, Leroy?
Yes, what's wrong with them?
Jeepers, don't you think those soldiers are doing enough for their country as it is without wasting their day off with a bunch of silly girls?
And in conclusion, fellow citizens of Summerfield, let me urge you once more on the eve of Thanksgiving to open your hearts and your homes tomorrow to the soldiers visiting our fair city. Yep. Quit popping your bubble gum, Leroy, especially while I'm rehearsing my radio speech.
I'm sorry, Unc. I'm doing it unconscious.
Yes, I'm sure you are. Young man, if you keep playing with your gun that way, someday you're going to have a blowout. And remember, you haven't got a spare face.
Finish your talk, please, Uncle Moore.
Well, I don't need to rehearse it anymore, Marjorie. I know that speech backwards.
You do? Let's hear it. I bet it sounds even better backwards.
Yep. Leroy, you keep that up and you're going to get some applause backwards.
I think it's wonderful of you, Uncle Mort, to go on the air tonight and urge everyone to entertain the soldiers.
Well, people have always told me I should be on the radio. They say I sound just like that fellow who used to be with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Oh, that's probably some of the girls now.
Oh, wonderful.
Hope so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cute, aren't they?
Vermont, I want you to meet Betty Wilkins and Mildred Sherman.
Hello, Mildred.
How are you? What lovely friends you have, Marjorie. You should invite them here oftener. Much oftener.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Not at all, my dear. I've always had an eye for redheads.
But Uncle Mort, last year she was a blonde. Yes.
I see. She's got a convertible top.
Oh, Mr. Gildersleeve, all of us girls think you're simply too tremendous starting the soldier party.
Oh, he ain't so tremendous. It's that suit he's wearing. Yep.
Well, I like him just the way he is, especially that straight military bearing. Yeah. After all, he was an army man, you know.
He was?
Mm-hmm.
What branch of the service were you in?
You flew, didn't you?
For a short time.
Did you use?
A plane? It's an old Jenny.
And you were wounded, too, weren't you?
Oh, dear. Whereabouts were you wounded, Major Gilbert? At the front?
No, it was in the...
Leroy.
I was just going to tell him it was in the middle of...
Leroy!
But, Uncle, you told me yourself you were wounded right smack in the middle of Missouri.
Oh. Yes, that's right, in Jefferson City, Mo.
But even so, you were lucky to have recovered.
Yes, everybody said I had a horseshoe in my hip pocket. I didn't get rid of it either till they operated.
Well, what were you doing in the Army when you weren't flying, Major?
Well, I was sort of a recruiting officer. Yes, I brought more than 9,000 recruits into the field artillery alone. I got a kick out of it, too.
That must have been a lot of fun.
Fun? Well, only at the beginning, my dear. I got awfully tired in the end.
Hey, Uncle, isn't it time for you to go to the radio station?
By George, you're right, Marjorie. Leroy, you want to come along?
Well, I'd like to, Uncle, but I got a little surprise of my own for tomorrow. I'm going over to Piggy Banks' house.
Oh, say, while you're there, Leroy, remind Piggy's sister Penny about coming tomorrow.
Do you mean that Piggy Banks has a sister named Penny Banks?
Yes. Uh-huh. She was named after Aunt Penelope, who lived in Indiana. Auntie is one of the...
Don't tell me, Marjorie, I know. One of the Banks of the Wabash.
Meet your bugle.
Oh, I don't know, Meatball. What you want with it?
I need it for Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Oh, you got the wrong instrument. On Thanksgiving, you play with drumsticks. Now beat it.
Oh, for corn's sake. Look, Pig, the reason I want it is because we're going to have a lot of soldiers for dinner.
So what? We're having our cousin Rockwell. He's a city alderman.
Oh, what's a measly old alderman? My uncle used to be a big shot in the Army, a major in the Missouri Mules.
What you mean?
Oh, that's what they called his outfit. Say, he recruited the toughest, meanest, frightenest outfit that ever come out of Missouri.
What kind of outfit was it?
A field artillery. You know, the cannoneers with hairy ears.
Do they really have hairy ears?
Oh, brother.
I still can't see that this got anything to do with borrowing my bugle.
Gee, you're dumb. I gotta make these soldiers feel at home so they can enjoy the turkey dinner. I'm gonna blow mess call on your bugle.
Oh, I get you. That's a keen idea, Meatball.
Now will you lend it to me?
Sure.
Well, now there's only one thing I gotta do.
What's that?
I gotta learn how to play a bugle.
My, those turkeys sure look good, Bertie. You don't happen to have a spare leg, do you?
No, sir, but I sure could use one with all the running around I got to do.
No, Bertie, I mean a spare turkey leg.
No, sir. I ain't going to subdivide none of them birds before the 0 hour.
Oof.
And when I serve them, they're going to be intact. A thing of beauty and a joy for about 2 minutes.
Yeah. How about some stuffing, then?
Nobody's going to do no stuffing no how till everybody does.
Yes.
And that includes stuffing yourself with stuffed olives, too.
Oh, yeah. You're talking to me?
Yes, sir. I've hardly got enough olives now to spell out Welcome 32nd Regiment into mashed potatoes.
You know, people have been coming to the door all morning asking for soldiers for dinner just because you went on the radio last night.
Yeah, but I told them to go down to Bacon Square. Jumping jeeps? What's that?
Oh, it sounded like it came from the living room.
Well, it can't be anything serious. Then again, maybe it can. I'll find out right away. Leroy! Joe. What are you doing?
Mine had a blow mess call, Unc.
Was that mess call? Sounded more like a moose call.
Boy, won't those soldiers be surprised when they hear me blowing the bugle?
Yeah, and won't you, too.
Gee, give me a little time. All I need is practice.
Yeah?
I heard in school that Grace Moore practices 6 hours a day.
Yeah, a lot of good it does her. I bet she still can't play the bugle. Well, it's a sweet thought, Leroy, even if your music is sour. Oh, there's a doorbell. I'll get it, folks. Yes?
Excuse me, please. Is this the gentleman who was speaking last night by the radio from Soldiers for Thanksgiving?
Yes, madam.
Well, permit me to introduce myself. Mrs. Shapiro, glad to meet you.
How do you do, Mrs. Shapiro? Glad to meet you. What can I do for you?
Well, I got right now in the oven a nice young kosher turkey, and I am wanting a soldier who is likewise.
Ew. I'm sorry, Mrs. Shapiro, but I haven't anything to do with these soldiers officially. You'll find them down at Bacon Square.
Please! If the soldier boy I'm looking for is at Bacon Square, then he's not the soldier boy I'm looking for. No. Goodbye!
Huh? You started downtown yet? You better get going. It's almost 12.
Oh, all right, just as soon as I get my coat and hat. And Leroy. Leroy, come on if you're going downtown with me.
Okay, here I come.
Stop that for a little. Young man, what are you doing swimming around in my old army uniform?
See, Unc, that's part of the surprise. How do I look?
You and the mothballs look fine.
Oh, girls, come in here and see Leroy.
Looks cute at that.
Look, he's got Uncle's uniform on, and it's all pinned up.
Isn't it cute the way the britches almost reach to the floor and
I'll make you, Gildersleeve. Why don't you put it on?
Oh, I'm sorry, girls. But I couldn't get into that uniform if it were three times as big as it is now and I was twice as small as I am. Which would still be half again as large as the suit would be if it were double the size of what it is now, which it isn't, thank goodness, because if it was, I'd have to wear it, and I can't because it doesn't fit.
Time for a short break on the Great Gildersleeve, but we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Department of Health and Human Services is seeking to define gender once again on a biological basis only, according to one's genitalia at birth. Now it's time to stop the madness of the sexual revolution and its unfair impact on female athletics.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending
attending more four-year universities, and with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Now back to Harold Perry in the Great Gildersleeve on When Radio Was.
Leroy, with all those girls coming over to our house this afternoon, I'm going to have to ask for about 12 soldiers instead of 8.
Oh, that'll be super, Unc.
Huh?
Say, look at all those tents. Gee, where are all the soldiers?
Oh, they must be inside.
Say, you don't think they've all been invited out already, do you?
Leroy, you get the most fantastic ideas. Hello, where is everybody? How do you knock on a pup tent?
There's nobody in here, Unc.
Oh, my goodness, nobody home. Leroy, get away from that cannon before it goes off and takes you with it. Why did we wait so long? If all these pup tents are empty, I'm certainly going to be in the doghouse.
Hey, Uncle Mort, here comes a soldier. Shall we invite him?
Yes, of course. Soldier?
Yeah?
How would you like to come over to my house for dinner now?
Well, I don't know.
We're going to have a...
Hey, wait a minute. You leave this boy alone. He's coming home to dinner with me.
Is that so? Don't you try to rustle my recruit. I saw him first.
Oh, no, you didn't. I saw him first.
You did not. I saw him at least 20 seconds before you did.
Mister, I saw this boy 20 years before you did. He's my son.
You...
Come on, boy. Mom's waiting.
Yeah, Mom's waiting. Oh, my goodness. Leroy, if I don't bring back a bevy of boys for that gang of girls, my goose will be cooked instead of my turkeys.
Hey, let's look in this big tent. Maybe somebody's here.
Huh?
Oh, hello, mister.
Hello.
This is the mess tent, Leroy. Hello, Sergeant. Leroy, this is the mess sergeant. Where can I find some of your boarders, Sergeant?
They've deserted me. And after I've been working my fingers to the bone over a hot stove all morning.
Oh.
You mean they've all been invited to homes already?
Everybody, including my dishwasher.
Oh, Leroy, we're sunk.
You're sunk? What about me? 50 gallons of the finest turkey a la King made from a special recipe created by Prudence Penny. 20 dozen dainty Parker House rolls that couldn't be topped by Parker House himself. And 32 mince pies made out of the tenderest part of the mince.
Yeah. Well, I can sympathize with you, Sergeant, but maybe you can help us.
How?
Well, it just so happens that we've gotten ourselves in something of a mess, Sergeant. We have 3 turkeys and almost a dozen beautiful girls at our house, just waiting to entertain some soldiers.
Yeah, you should see the cookies that are waiting for the rookies.
Yeah. You'd have a wonderful time at our house, Sarge. How about taking off that apron and coming with us?
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm on duty.
Yeah?
Like the captain of a ship, everybody else can leave. But I gotta get down with me pot.
Gee, that's too bad. Come on, Unc.
Before you go, I got just one slight request I'd like to make. Would you please take a taste of my turkey a la King?
Well, I don't think I...
Oh, come on. Huh? Just one teensy-weensy little taste.
Well,
just so I didn't labor all morning in vain. Here.
You're conscientious, isn't he, Leroy? Well, thank you.
You have some, son?
Thank you, but it has spoiled my appetite for dinner. And I've been saving this appetite for a week.
How do you like it, mister?
Well, I think I'll have a little more.
Oh, no, Uncle Mort. Come on, we got to dig up some soldiers.
You're right, Leroy. Are you sure you won't come with us, Sarge?
No, buddy. Duty is duty. And besides, the colonel would be sure to catch me if I sneaked out.
Oh, the colonel. I'll bet he's got a few soldiers up his sleeve. Where can I find him?
Way over there at the other end of the square, sitting in his tent.
Yes, sir. Well, come on, Leroy. We'll lay our troubles in his lap.
Yes, yes, I'm Colonel Atterbury. What can I do for you?
Colonel, my name is Gildersleeve.
Oh, yes, very unusual name. What can I do for you?
Colonel? I have a lovely big home, a wonderful cook, and a dozen of the sweetest girls in Summerfield.
What, no boys?
No, that's the trouble, no boys. We get all prepared to entertain 10 or 12 soldiers at dinner today, and when I come down to pick them up, what do I find? No soldiers. Not a single solitary rear rank, third assistant, but private.
Well, I'm sorry.
Sorry, he gargles. By George, this is a pretty pickle for our army to get itself caught over a barrel into.
Yeah, and after I've been practicing mess calls all day, too.
Yes, the poor little fellow almost blew his brains out.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Mr. Gildersleeve. Gildersleeve. So I think I know you from some play.
Huh? Yes?
Yes, I can't place your face, but your manners are awfully familiar.
Yeah.
Well, never mind. As soon as some of our men return, I'll send them out to your house.
Huh? That's just the old brush off. I'm just stubborn enough to stay right
stubborn.
Here.
Stubborn? That's it. I've got it.
Huh?
Mules. That's where I know you from. You were stuck again, Gildersleeve. The officer who bought more bad mules than the whole artillery could shake a stick at.
Why, you... Don't pay any attention to the way he jokes, Leroy. Great kidders, these army men. Well, Colonel, now that you recognize me, I hope you'll trot out some suitable recruits for us to take home.
Gildersleeve, I've got just the right detachment for you.
Wonderful. Who are they?
Some old friends of yours. Huh? Whole corral full of mules that just love to be your guests.
Come on, Leroy. Let's get out of here.
What am I laughing at? Darn it. Wish he'd invited me to go to dinner today.
Run along home now and tell the girls I'll bring back some soldiers if I have to call out the Marines.
Okay, Uncle, where are you going now?
I'm going to try the USO headquarters. And if you see any soldiers on the way home, grab them, even if they're wearing Civil War uniforms.
I'll do my best, Uncle Mort. See you when you get home.
Yeah, all right, Leroy. Look who's standing on the corner. Well, hello, Judge Hooker.
Hello, Gildersleeve.
What's wrong? You look as though you've lost your last friend. But, of course, I know that happened years ago.
Gildersleeve, I'll thank you to keep your nose out of my business.
I'll be only too glad to. What are you doing hanging around street corners?
Well, it's a long story.
Huh?
I happened to turn on the radio at home last night, and there was a fellow urging everyone to invite a soldier to dinner.
Oh, he did.
Ah, that speaker. There's a man. The way he told every citizen to do his duty by our new army was stirring and inspirational.
It was, eh?
Yes. Why, the first thing I did this morning was phone the best restaurant in town and order the most expensive turkey dinner out to my house. I was going to invite a soldier to share it. That's the effect that speaker had on me.
Well, where is your soldier?
Well, that's where the trouble comes in.
Huh?
People at the USO headquarters tell me that there would have been plenty of them to go around if this radio speaker hadn't wrecked all their plans by urging everybody in town to come down after a soldier.
Oh, my goodness. So that was it. Of all the numbskull notions...
Not a word against that man, Gildersleeve.
Huh?
He made a wonderful impression on me.
Yeah.
Clean-cut, vibrant personality.
Uh-huh.
One of nature's noblemen, I should judge. Wish I could meet him someday.
Would you really want to?
Yes.
Well, then shake hands.
Oh, you'd like to meet him, too.
Good gracious, no, I am him.
What?
Yeah.
You? Why, you hypocritical hippopotamus.
What?
No, that's wrong of me. I've misjudged you, Gildersleeve.
Well, I guess I've misjudged you too, Judge Hooker. I never thought you had a heart under that old thick hide of yours.
No?
No. I just thought your blood circulated because you brought it to a boil so often.
What are you doing roaming the streets on Thanksgiving afternoon, Gildy?
Same thing as you are, Hooker. Looking for some military men to fight their way through a couple of 20-pound turkeys.
Well, I suppose we do our hunting together, Gildy, old pal.
Why not, old chum? After all, this is Thanksgiving Day, and we should treat each other like human beings for change.
Splendid. That goes for me, too. At least for today.
Well, come on. You work this side of the street, and I'll take the other side.
All right.
Oh, boy. Wait a moment.
What is it?
Look, here comes the young fellow in uniform now. And I saw him first.
Yes, that's so. Hey, son, come here.
Stop that, you double-crossing little bot fly.
Young man, how'd you like a delicious turkey dinner?
Huh? Who, me?
Yes, he wants you to come up to my house.
I don't either. I'm in my house. I've got a great big turkey just for two of us.
We got four turkeys at our house, and we'll give you a whole one for yourself, son.
Oh, gee whiz, I couldn't eat that much. And besides, I'm supposed to report to USO headquarters.
They're closed for the day, Corporal. Come on out to my house.
Oh, but I'm not a corporal.
Of course not, Sergeant. Now, my car's right over here. So if you'll excuse us, Judge.
No, come this way with me, Lieutenant.
You wouldn't like it at his place, Captain.
Oh, now, gentlemen, please. Let go of me. Hey, you're tearing my uniform.
Let go of the Major's uniform. Let's trot along.
Okay, if you want to get indigestion, now my turkey is...
His turkey is as old as he is and just as tough.
Hey, I wish somebody would tell me what this is all about.
Don't let him confuse you, son. I'll take you to a movie after dinner.
A movie? We're going to have dancing at our house. You'll have 12 beautiful hostesses to dance with.
Oh, who wants to dance on a full stomach?
You do, don't you, son?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I never learned.
No time like right after dinner.
Come on, that's my car right over there.
Of all the low-down, backbiting, double-dyed, unscrupulous louses, I've had enough. Come back here, young man.
Who, me?
Yes, you. I'm going to start off entertaining you this afternoon by making this fat worm fold up like a road map. Here, hold my coat.
I'll be very glad to. No, I won't. Now, see here, Hooker. You point a pinky at me, and I'll beat the daylights out of you and then back in again.
Hey, gee, aren't you two fellas a little too old for this sort of thing?
Yep, you keep out of this. Who invited you to? Say, I invited you. Come on, let's go home.
No, you don't, Gildersleeve. I'm going to knock you colder than an Eskimo mother-in-law's kiss.
What? You old... Oh. What's the use of quarreling like this? If you've got your heart set on taking this young man home, Judge, I won't stand in your way.
Yeah, but haven't I anything to say?
Nope. Gildersleeve, do you mean this?
Yes, Judge. Go on, get your car. Hurry up now before I change my mind.
All right. You just wait right here, soldier. I'll be back in a jiffy, and then we'll have a wonderful dinner.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, Gildy. Yes.
Gee whiz, mister. You got me all confused. Do I have to have dinner with that other gentleman?
With that old goat? Of course not.
Huh?
Wait till he turns the corner. All right, come on. Now run like anything.
But the judge went that way.
I know that. My car is this way. Hurry up, boy.
Last. There they are now. Come on, girls. Let's go to the front door. Come on. Bertie, get things ready. Leroy, there's your cue.
Well. Here we are at last. Step right in, son, and meet everybody.
Gee, thanks.
Girls, this is Jerry Arnold, Private Jerry Arnold of the United States Army.
Oh, no, sir.
Oh, you're not a private?
Oh, no, sir. I'm not even in the Army.
What? You're not?
Why, no, sir. I'm a Boy Scout.
Oh!
The great Gildersleeve will be with us again in a few minutes. But right now, whether you celebrate Thanksgiving next Thursday or the week after, there's one thing that's the same everywhere. Yes, that turkey's going to taste mighty good with all its trimmings and fixings. And we all want to remember that we Americans still have plenty to be thankful for. And another thing that's certain, if you make your Thanksgiving cakes and pastries and cookies with parquet margarine, you're going to get plenty of compliments on their downright good taste. You see, the delicious flavor that makes parquet margarine so popular for table use makes it wonderful for baking, too. Yes, as sure as parquet is a delicious spread, it's a genuine flavor shortening, too, not a bland, tasteless fat. Parquet adds flavor to pan-fried foods, too, and it doesn't spatter or stick to the pan. So serve parquet margarine at the table. Use it for baking and pan-frying, too. Remember, you can use all you want, because parquet margarine is economical and good for your family. Yes, parquet margarine is a wholesome, nourishing energy food and a reliable source of vitamin A. So right now, add parquet margarine to your shopping list. Remember, it's parquet. P-A-R-K-A-Y.
Sorry, our time's up. Happy Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
Original music heard on this program was composed and conducted by William Randolph. For the further adventures of the great Gildersleeve, this is the National Broadcasting Company.
That was the very first Thanksgiving episode of The Great Gildersleeve, originally broadcast on November 16, 1941. The series, a spinoff of Fibber McGee and Molly, had debuted on NBC 3 months earlier. It would continue for the next 16 years on radio, although for the final seven, after Harold Perry departed, it sounded like Willard Waterman played the role. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Win Radio Was, we continue this Thanksgiving theme with a quarter-hour episode of the comedy series Baby Snooks and Daddy. We'll be right back.
And sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 Doo-Wop Hits, a 4-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more.
Just remember, darling, all the while you...
Get 100 doo-wop hits today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code doo-wop77. Four CDs jam-packed with the greatest doo-wop songs. 100 top hits for only $22.98. Just go to musicrewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code DOOWOP77 to save on shipping. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP77 for reduced shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
I see protests on TV and sometimes wonder if the demonstrators even understand what they're protesting. Now a report by the National Association of Scholars says many university courses aimed at understanding the American system have been replaced by classes on how to undermine it. Instead of teaching the foundations of constitutional law, individual freedom, and self-government, these new courses now teach how to organize protests, occupy buildings, and stage demonstrations. American citizens have always enjoyed the right to protest policies with which they disagree. But looking through the lens of liberty is the first step in understanding the right to protest. Without understanding our founding principles, students are being cheated of the opportunity to be full participants in our republic. They should protest that.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and time now for a November 21st, 1940 Thanksgiving episode of Baby Snooks, starring Fanny Bryce with Hanley Stafford as Daddy.
And now, with the magic touch of radio, we transport you all to the home of Baby Snooks. Well, Snooks, it's bedtime.
I ain't sleepy, Daddy.
Just the same, you've got to go to bed.
Why?
Because everybody has to sleep. It's impossible to burn the candle at both ends.
Which candle?
No candle. It's just an allegorical expression.
Let's burn it, Daddy.
Snooks, there's nothing to burn.
Why?
When you hear of a person burning the candle at both ends, he hasn't really got a candle and he's not burning either end.
Is he burning in the middle?
No, it's just a symbolic phrase. Now, come on. You've had a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner. You've played with your toys. Now it's time to go to sleep.
I want some more turkey.
More turkey?
Yeah, from both ends.
Now, look here, Snooks. If you eat another mouthful of turkey, you'll burst.
Will I?
Certainly. You ate enough to feed an army. One more piece and you'd positively explode.
Well, give me a piece and hide behind the door.
No, no more turkey.
I want some more turkey.
It'll poison you.
I want some poison.
Don't try to bribe me. Get your things off, Snooks.
I don't want.
Oh, please. Here, here's the wishbowl. You can have this.
There's no turkey on it.
Well, you can make a wish with it. You take one end and I'll take the other. And whoever gets the largest piece gets a wish. Come on, pull.
All right. I got it, Daddy.
Fine. Now you can have whatever you wish for.
Can I?
Yes. What did you wish for?
More turkey.
All right, you little glutton. I'll give you some more turkey.
Would you give me some white meat?
Yes, I'll give you some white meat.
I don't like white meat.
All right, then I'll give you some dark meat.
Huh? Dog,
well, for heaven's sake, what do you want?
Cranberry sauce.
Now, that's enough, Snooks. I'm not going to let you drive me crazy tonight.
Why?
Because this is one day of the year I don't want to have to spank you. It's Thanksgiving, and we should all be joyful.
When is it Christmas?
After Thanksgiving.
I want Christmas to come first.
Well, you can't change the holidays around.
What's a holiday?
Well, people make holidays to celebrate big events.
Mm-hmm.
George Washington's birthday is a holiday. Lincoln's birthday is a holiday.
How did they get born on holiday?
They didn't get born on holiday.
You said they did.
No, no. They were born on ordinary days, but they became so famous that people celebrate their birthdays as holidays. Take George Washington, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people celebrate his birthday and not mine?
Because he never told a lie.
No. Because he was a famous president and I'm just a non-entity. I'm nothing at all. Just another drab, colorless human piece of flotsam.
I think you're wonderful, Daddy.
Thanks. Oh, well, at any rate, people make those holidays and we all celebrate them. It gives little girls like you a chance to stay home from school. Is that clear?
It's clear. Daddy.
What?
I ain't going to school tomorrow.
Why not?
Because I just made a holiday.
You made a holiday?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to celebrate?
My pussycat's birthday.
Oh, ridiculous. A national holiday is only for a great event. What did your pussycat do that calls for a holiday?
She has 6 kittens.
Well, there's nothing remarkable about that.
Could you do it?
Now, listen, Stokes. I'm trying to explain to you that a national holiday must be some great occasion, like Thanksgiving Day.
What's Thanksgiving Day, Daddy?
Well, if you get undressed and get into bed, I'll tell you the whole story.
All right.
Well, to begin with, some states celebrate Thanksgiving a week earlier than others.
Why?
I don't know. You'll have to ask the president.
Call him up, Daddy.
No, not now. Thanksgiving used to be the last Thursday in November. That's the day when the pilgrims landed in America.
They landed last Thursday?
Yes.
I want to see them.
No, you can't see them.
Why?
Because they're all dead. They started out for America over 300 years ago.
And they just got here Thursday.
No, they didn't get here last Thursday. They got here in 1760. It was over 300 years ago that they arrived.
Who did?
The pilgrims. So now we celebrate their arrival by killing a turkey. And everybody's supposed to be thankful.
The turkey too?
Turkeys don't know about Thanksgiving. We use the turkey as a symbol because that's the first food the pilgrims found.
This is Baby Snooks on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, the Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them
give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack. The North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to The Couple Next Door on WIN Radio 1.
Look, please, this is the fifth time that I've called. Now, I keep getting disconnected. When somebody says, hold on, after 5 minutes, I get disconnected. Now, I'm sorry, but are you the head of the mailing department? All right. Now, look, I ordered a gift today, and I sent it to the wrong address. Not only the wrong address, but I sent it to the wrong town. What? Well, about 5 o'clock. Wait a minute. No. Look. Hello. Hello.
Did you finally get it straightened out, dear?
Look, it is no use. I don't blame them. I finally got the head of the mailing department. He was very nice, but he sounded as though he needed 6 months in a rest home.
What did he say?
I'll join him. He said the simplest thing at this stage of the game was to write the post office in the town we sent it to and explain to them and give them the correct address.
Gee, we better do that right away before it goes to the dead parcel office.
To the what?
Dead parcel. Well, they have a dead letter office. Don't they have a dead parcel office?
Honey, you know I do love you. Doggone it, in spite of your Columbus and your dead parcel office. Go on, honey, get our quiet, pleasant dinner on the table, and I'll write the letter and mail it. Yeah, okay. Now, to explain to the post office.
Silly, I know, but I have just always mixed up Arlington and Alexandria.
Oh, it's all right, darling. I guess we all have our little geographical peculiarities. You know, I never can remember the capital of North Dakota.
Bismarck.
Yeah, Bismarck, that's right. Well, that was a very nice dinner, thank you, and there's nothing nicer than having our coffee in by the fire.
Did you mail the letter to the post office in Arlington?
Yes, I did, sure, and that's what I gave as the address.
Oh, I hope they get it in time.
Yeah.
Oh, what did you send Kevin? Honestly, all this fuss over it, I didn't even ask you.
I looked over all the toys, see, and I finally sent him a lion.
A what?
A lion, you know, kind of a big, fluffy lion. Cutest darn thing, I will say. Makes you wish you were a kid again, you know. You pinch his middle and then he roars, you know.
You sent him a lion that roars?
Yeah, why?
A lion that roars? He's a senior in high school.
A senior in high school?
Yes.
Oh, he couldn't be... He couldn't be a senior.
He is a senior in high school and a halfback on the football team. Where have you been?
Well, I thought... Well, look, it seems to me just yesterday.
We haven't seen them for 10 years, dear.
He was riding his tricycle. Not even a tricycle
well,
he was riding
time
around.
Time flies. Oh, honestly. Well, we'll just say it was a mistake. I'll call Phyllis in Arlington.
Alexandria.
Oh, Alexandria, yes.
Well,
honestly,
I tell you, there's nothing like a quiet, pleasant dinner at home, boy.
Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again Monday for The Couple Next Door.
From December 19th, 1958. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we heard the Jack Carson Show, and my question this time is about him. In 1944, he was seen on the big screen as a cop named O'Hara in a dark comedy featuring Cary Grant as Mortimer Brewster. Can you name that picture? I will, and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Johnny Dollar.
Hans Garrett, Johnny, Sheriff's Office.
Oh, hi.
Well, you can quit looking for Russell. We found him.
Well, that's good news.
Is it? He's dead.
He's a specialist in fraud and the finer points of human nature. He's insouciant, cynical, and glib, but honest when it counts. He's America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Ance, get over here fast.
What's the matter?
I'm trapped in the office of Jensen's Boathouse.
Trapped?
Look, I've got no time to explain. There's a man outside with a gun, and I can't hold him off much longer.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I've got a strong hunch it's the one who murdered Russell, and he's trying to do likewise to me.
Bob Bailey, Mendel Kramer, and more star as Dollar in 32 adventures of intrigue, excitement, and mystery in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Medium Rare Matters.
The tiny office I was in had no windows and no outside door, a real trap. And outside, in the darkened boathouse, somebody with a gun was stalking me. Probably the killer I've been looking for. But now he was looking for me. I stacked what furniture there was against the door. He started throwing his weight against it, and it couldn't last very long. There was nothing I could do but wait.
Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Medium Rare Matters, is regularly $39.98. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. That's a savings of $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny77.
I know how fantastic all of this must sound, but... but it's the truth. Do you think I'm crazy?
You don't look crazy to me.
Order Medium Rare Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny77. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When you make a right turn in your car, you have to slow down a bit. But in Beaverton, Oregon, traffic lights were timed to go from yellow to red without taking into account the time it takes to slow down, as if drivers are expected to turn at full speed. A Swedish-born electrical engineer noticed the problem and analyzed all the lights in town. But when he shared his research with officials, their response was to fine him $500 for practicing engineering without a license. They were angry that anyone would question their traffic cameras, and they wanted the licensing.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Not require a license.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about a 1944 dark comedy film with Jack Carson as a cop named O'Hara and starring Cary Grant as Mortimer Brewster. The movie was Arsenic and Old Lace. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around, but hey, visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com.